Blog Talk Radio.
It's a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slap when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I was made in Chicago. I got paid in Chicago. Out of town getting counting for futures amounts, and it's not just Chicago. Woo!
Been to Perry, LA, NY, the H of me, they all great. But they not like Chicago. When them Texas boy at it, niggas turn into bitches like Chicago. Mellow Mahalo. Pay hits, them hitters, it be at your address to see you tomorrow. Flexin', cutting up, they calling me Zara. She got some explaining to do, your boo calling me Frankie Ricardo. I be free on shorty, all I need is more weed, I get money like Marlo. My name is Louis, but they call me Tony, the god of Chicago. Got drillers for hitters, some real cool ass niggas that ride just like Tyro. The away ain't no almost, to live and die in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, go slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up, to live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go, if I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. They say you can make it anywhere if you make it in Chicago.
Alright,
so don't take offense when I speak about murders and bitches, etc. I'm just speaking Chicago. The media people just eat it up, but really we want Chicago. Niggas be frontin', they moon on, they can't even come to Chicago. Ain't they from Chicago? Murder cabbie of America, no murder rate like Chicago. My city influenced my country, can't get away from Chicago. They ask me, Lou, where you gon' leave? No, I'm gon' stay in Chicago. I'm the heart of Chicago. I go hard for Chicago. Get pop in my city, get popped in my city, Tupac of Chicago. But I'm still alive though. Turn OIT pyro. Don't you come to Chicago. You get lost in Chicago. I smoke up with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. We'll slide when we ride up. Stay inside or get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, 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 Fri
right, y'all. Here we is once again on the Big Eddie Show. And I'm Big Eddie, your host for tonight. Look, I don't know what's going on out here, but it's getting close to the end of the year. And them hill boys out here like dying bees. They trying to slang everybody before they want to come. Out here calling people out left and right. I haven't heard no answers to them yet. And for some of the people they called out, I'm surprised. I haven't seen a post up today where they were calling out the big boys. Now, I don't know if beating them going down to Holly Spring, but if they don't, they definitely can be answered on that one. They definitely answered. But if they do go, if the weather's still straight and the track's still good uphill, they'll get an answer. The following weekend or during the week, it don't matter to them guys. But it's going to be nice seeing them boys put their work in. You know, we got a few good racers still running around here, you know, that's willing to go no matter what, you know. And, man, that's what's going to keep it alive. That's going to keep their torch lit. To get other people that's not ready to time to come back. And I'm looking forward to be real, as long as everybody stay healthy and everything. I'm looking for next year to start off a little quicker, you know, especially if they keep this pandemic under control, because there's been a whole lot of problem right there along with a few other things, you know. But, man. Let me see who didn't got their hand up early. Somebody must have something to talk about it. 773-3080, who we got?
I ain't want to miss nothing, Eddie. It's real. I'm listening. I ain't want to miss nothing. I got my grease on, too. I don't know if my grease can get hotter than yours, but I got my grease on that.
All right, yeah, brother. Yeah, I heard that. I really know you know what to do, man. I'm going to leave you open. Yeah, I don't know where everybody at tonight. Yeah, okay, bro. I don't know where everybody at tonight. A lot of people might have their head stuck into that that big event out there, Duck, I think, going on this weekend. I know a lot of people probably watching that live. I don't think a whole lot of them down there because it's really, you know, what they want to see, but it ain't what they want. Them cars down there, Lord have mercy.
And then some of the guys in Holly Springs, a lot of the guys in Holly Springs, yep.
Yeah, a lot of them is on their way to Holly Springs. They're down there.
You know, the boys, most of them down there because take them. They at the bowling alley. He just posted that they was at the bowling alley. Whoever you know.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Some guys might not be on the
phone. I wanted my buddy Chuck go down there.
More than likely.
Yeah, Chuck down here somewhere. He probably at the bowling alley with Tate.
I don't know why a couple of bills, that motherfucker can't see the pin down there. What the fuck he wanted to hold him out of well?
That's Eddie, that's disrespectful, man. Well, Raylo.
Enough, kid.
Yeah, man. We down here, goddamn, got some rain. They had to cancel the race for the day. I guess they try to jam all this shit in tomorrow and Sunday, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm wishing y'all the best. I hope the weather agree with y'all.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty nice tomorrow, but shit. I got them and after Saturday night, got them. I think I can head on back to the Chi-Town. Fuck down here.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, kids down there in Holly Springs.
Yeah, man. Oh, this goddamn rain. I could have got rained on in Chicago.
Eddie, yeah, we didn't get that much today. We caught it yesterday.
You said three big boys and I'm here, boys. Junior responded and said they was done for the year. No, they said they was done for the year. That's what.
Oh, the Hill Boys.
No, Junior. Junior said
the big boy.
Said he was done for the year.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Didi done hung up his spurs, huh? For the year.
Pull the plug.
Yeah. Yeah, Big Sham down here, so he's safe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That boy kind of, I felt kind of bad for Sham last night. They kind of.
Oh, man.
Man.
Yeah, goddamn. They got on me, man. I didn't think they were going to let up. Man.
I think he'd be a little safer right now down there in Holly Springs.
Yeah, he
might,
much safer down here.
He some relief.
Yep. He's much safer down this way. Yep.
So the Mo Hill boys ain't get an answer yet, kid, from nobody then.
I heard that.
I just knew what Dee Dee them was going after.
Yeah.
Them boys doing their thing, man. Hey,
yeah.
They just like them bees at the end of the summer. They trying to sting everybody.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You don't have any waste up there, right?
That unknown, Mike. That unknown dude. That unknown dude. You must better than open up his mic. It's on.
Oh, man.
Whoever unknown is.
Yeah. I would have went over to the goddamn boat and I don't know what Chuck. Taking them at, but shit, it's raining. I can't. All these dog ass motherfucking streets. I can keep my ass in my room. These motherfuckers don't know how to drive out of Mississippi, no way.
Yeah, man. Philly Sean, hey, what's up, kid? He's listening in.
Hey, what up, Philly? What's going on, man?
Yeah, he texts me. He says.
Oh, okay.
I don't have his number, but I'm pretty sure by the area code, that's who it is. I had talked to him earlier today. I got on his live.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I was thumbing through there and saw something.
And, me and him was talking together and everything. He was talking about, I guess he got a show. If he ain't already got it going, I had to get the information on it. He's a supporting brother. But he was talking about the show and the things that he was going to do, you know, for the show. And, man, he got real good ideas, man, what he talked about doing. It should be a success. He might mess around and give Willie Dog a problem. He talked about giving away prizes and stuff like that. Man. And one thing he talked about that I think that he never did like, with the shows up here, I think he couldn't really get with that is the way they, you know, get personal and everything like that. He was saying he said he don't want that on his show. You know, he might be able to pull it off. But at this day and time, it's kind of hard to pull it off here.
Yeah.
You know, he was just saying that, hey, if you're going to keep it racing. And then if some people can't take the jugging, then, you know, really up to you to see that and to kind of back off to keep things from going south and stuff like that. And I mean, yeah, we had a real good conversation, man. I listened to him talk, and he seemed like he had some real good ideas, and I wish him the best, man.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
What's up, Ed? What's up, kid?
What's happening?
What's up,
Rob?
Who you talking about, Ed?
Hey, I'm
about to have a show.
Philly Sean.
Philly Sean.
You know, he's down in the DMV.
Okay. Oh, yeah. What people need to start doing is just hanging them up if they start going personal and make them call back. They won't do. They won't. They, when yeah. they when you set that precedent, they won't. They might go there some, but some might restrain from going there.
You know what would be a good idea for that kind of crap? Put them both in the private room, let them argue with each other. See, what they be looking for is attention. You know, people saying something, you know, here and there and can on. Put them both in the private room, let them argue till their tongues fall out.
Yeah, I have done that. I have done that before.
Mm-hmm.
But the fierce thing I hate about it is like, you know, even though I let them get in there and get to talking and move them out the way, sometimes it can get real deep, and you never know how far to go these days, man. You know, so many people feel with, man, somebody got echo on speakerphone. So many people is filled with frustration these days that it just seems like everything is rising real fast and you don't know where it might take off to, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, but the thing that killed me is I would always try to get them things under control as quick as possible. And last time I thought mom was going to go south talking to somebody and I kind of took him in the private. Hey, whoever on that speakerphone, could you please mute your mic? You know, and I thought mom was going to go south him and wow, somebody got to speak on it when I cut it off. Wow. Is it gone now? Look like it's gone now. And I caught myself trying to intervene before it, you know, got too crazy. And then they get mad at me because they, you know, talk about, hey, man, you don't cut nobody else off, and, nobody you know, else, and all that kind of stuff. But I did. I got to find that, man.
Yeah, you got some feedback there somewhere.
Yeah, right now. Let's see. All right, I ain't got it right now. Hold on. All right, I guess they found it, man. They must have went on found and mute the mic. It kind of threw me off of what I was saying, though. but I tried to do the best I can. Sometimes you can't do it as fast. But the part that killed me most of all, it looked like whenever it happened on my show, I got criticized for it. It happened on other people's shows, and they get praised for the way they handle it. It might be way worse than what it was on my show. So it's just like everything else, I guess, is who the popular person is, you know. Because they kick the shit out of me every time some shit jump off. Some people even stop coming on my show, you know. And I thought I did pretty well about it, but you can't always control all these different personalities, you know, at one time over the phone. You can't, you know, it's going to happen. Every now and then you're going to get some people, you know, go off and get into the personal shit. You just got to try to stop it as quick as possible if you can. And hope they don't let me come of it, you know. Because these days, now, man, from what I'm saying, it's different than any other time in life I ever seen before in my life, man. This shit just happened out here now.
It's fucked up out here.
Yeah, it is, man. So I guess the best thing you can do, the best thing you can do is try to keep it. Try to keep it clean as best you can. Hopefully, you know, it don't go south. This is all about talking about racing or the cars. That's cool. But when you start getting into people, wives and kids and mamas and all that stuff, I think that's going too far.
Yep.
Yes, sir. 248-8504. Your mic is open. Who we got?
Jim House.
Oh, man. House.
All right, what up, Tim?
Uh-huh.
Not the big son
yeah.
of a gun.
Yeah. I wanted to say this, Eddie. You know, sometimes when
yeah.
we, when people, like even me and you standing around and somebody going at it, and they might get into the personal stuff, you know, sometimes even before, like I said, I explained it, and I said, I don't know how far you guys go. Well, see, maybe me and Eddie, we talk about the mamas and the dad, but maybe me and kid, we don't. But see, I had to sit around
right.
and see. I don't know everybody. I don't know what all you guys or who or you don't even know about me. How far we go? So you know, sometimes you have to wait a minute to see how things go, and then you can come in and say, "Hey, man, you know, why don't y'all get out? That's gonna go south real quick." And then next thing I know,
mm-hmm.
you know. So sometimes we also the people who are doing the protecting, we don't know all of the. We don't know each other's personnel and all that stuff. We don't know who's all, you know, how far each other go, you know. So, you know, some people play it all, no matter how bad it gets. But I'm just saying, it's rough.
Man, you know,
yep.
like I was saying, so that time, what's his name? They used to be with Barnum, him and Vaughn had got into it, and they were saying that it was starting to sound real nasty to me. But then when I cut them off, then people got mad. Oh, it ain't gonna go that far with them. Well, how I know that? You know what I'm saying? The shit was starting
right.
to sound real nasty, so I was just trying to cut it off to keep it from going that far, because I know some people will go a little deeper than what you might think they may go, and I was just trying to keep that from happening, you know. But hey, man, I'm gonna just keep on doing what I'm doing, and
to the best of your
either they like it or they don't. That's it. That's what I always believe in. Do the best you can with what you got to work with, and you don't have no regrets as long as you know that you're doing the best you can do.
Yeah, because people told me, "Hey, Tim Miles, you should stop that stuff." I don't know how far people go, and also when I did try to stop it, everybody told me, "Don't do that. You watering down the game. Don't do that. This is what people do."
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anybody fight? I said, "No." So don't worry about it. They ain't fighting. They just talking trash, blowing off steam. And I was like, "Okay." So now it's still going strong. So what does it take? Somebody get really hurt bad or something? I don't know. So I just kind
right.
of step back, Eddie. If I can, I'll help. If I can't, you know. So it's rough, man. That's a rough subject there. Because, you know,
yeah.
sometimes,
yeah.
Eddie, even if you try to help, they'll turn on you.
Yeah.
Somebody calling you, Eddie.
Who that?
Somebody was calling at you, man.
Hello?
What's up, Big Eddie?
Hey, what's going on?
Corey would say, "What's up, Big Eddie?"
What's going on, Corey?
Big Eddie say, "What's going on?"
Nothing.
You ready to drive Mudbone? You ready to drive Mudbone for me?
Oh, man. You better be glad Chuck at the bone now.
Drive Mudbone for him. This car? Mm-hmm. Oh, Corey said, yeah.
All right. I'm going to have to take you out and get some tests here.
Corey is all over 41. What is it?
Oh, yeah.
Three little grandson, they're all over 41, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Shit. They come eat and drink and leave.
Yeah, Corey can't follow that crowd. They might want to get him. They might get him in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sean say it's going to start. Philly say it's going to start next Thursday. You know.
Next Thursday? Oh, okay.
Yeah, next Thursday. So, Philly, make sure you send me all information and post it up, or we can start posting it up, man, so I can get you as much support from on this end as I can. You're well known over this end, so I'm pretty sure the
what
guys.
What they got going on? They get it?
I'd like to come in. He finna start a talk show up there in
the East Coast.
Philly.
Yeah.
Hey, sound good. Congratulations. Congratulations, Philly. What's up with you gentlemen?
What was that, Mark? What's up, Big Mark?
Yes, sir. What's happening, my brother?
Nothing much.
It's another Friday night in racing.
Uh-huh.
Kid, where you at? You here or you down there?
I'm down here in this goddamn... water hole.
Oh, that 40% chance was stronger than they thought it was, huh?
Yeah, man.
Hey, Ed,
did
you comment on what you was?
Sorry about that, Tim. I was just asking, did the event get washed out for today?
Oh yeah, for today. It wasn't raining. I probably would have went over there to the bowling alley with Chuck. I mean, with Tatum them at, but shit, you motherfuckers down here in Mississippi can't drive. Fuck around, be the one old motherfucker out here in this rain. Cause I'm about 30 miles away from them. It's dark on these motherfucking streets down here too.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
What up, Ray? Sound kind of low. I thought that Ray was trying to talk, but it's some background noise again. Huh?
I was trying to see the Philly Shine.
Say that again, Ray.
Philly Shine.
Yeah, he on listening. He don't listen. He ain't on no mic. He listening though. If you say something, he can hear you.
Okay. I was gonna ask him about somebody. I wanted to know how Mike
got his grandson now. I thought I heard him mention the mic today on when we was on this live.
Yes, a dude.
That's
a dude named
really.
Mike.
Mm-hmm.
How's Mike doing?
Hey, Philly, if you can answer that question, I'm looking at your text, you know. He's asking you, how's Mike doing? Somebody named Mike down your way?
Yeah, he's sick. Kid, you doing? Don't you know Mike?
Who, Raylo?
Well, okay. You know Travis and Junior and them from Philly?
Yeah.
Trav and Junior be gambling a lot. Trav gambled a little bit. Trav got a Beretta. He raced. Travis.
Oh, okay.
And Junior, you know Junior. I know you know Junior.
Yeah.
And Big Mike that be with them, Mike got real sick.
Oh, yeah?
His name Mike. Yeah, Big Mike, yeah. And all them, they not rest in peace.
Yeah,
Mike. He one of them. Yeah.
You know, Raylo, I'm surprised you don't know the guy that I got my car from. You know, he's pretty well known class racer down there. Where you at, Raylo?
He black?
Yeah, black guy. His name Robert Fuller.
See, the way we knew them guys, these guys would always, we would all meet up at the Nationals for many, many years. And that's how we got to know them. Gambling and Grant.
Yep.
That's how we got to know them.
Oh, okay.
He's in them grants, man.
Yeah, you're a real cool guy, man.
All of them is. The Philly dudes, all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Only thing, man, I got to block his number because he keep on trying to call me about a car back. Yeah, man.
I know the Hill Boy said something about the Grove. The Grove on Sunday. The Grove, well, they said it was their last Thursday, but they still open on weekends.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Pat. It's Sunday, they still open. Weather
right,
permitting.
Right. Well, 41 open Sunday, too.
Mm-hmm.
They open Saturday, too, but the track been rented out.
Oh, you got a rental coming up this Saturday?
Yeah, some local steel workers or something, the union. I guess it's a group of guys.
Oh,
got some time.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, them guys been doing that the last couple of years. Supposed to have some nice cars.
Well, y'all know I don't promote violence, but kid, when you see Mark next time, still on the man, I got a prize for you.
You talking about Big Mark?
Yeah, man.
Man, you know, I probably would, Eddie, but Mark probably outweighed me about 150 to 200 pounds. You know, I had to be very, very careful. you know what I mean? I ain't trying to put myself in no trouble now.
hey, kid, I can be bribed easy. Just slide me a plate of that fish with them crimps on there, and I knew I'm standing there.
Oh,
my
okay,
God.
Mark.
Oh my God!
Man.
I should have known. So what's going on with your mom?
Oh, nothing much, man. Nothing much. Just trying to just stay healthy. That's all I'm trying to do now. Just stay healthy.
Yeah, that's all of us right now, just about. But you didn't get a chance to get your daily driver rating on, huh?
No, man. I'm still having problems with these expensive ass brakes on this damn car, man. I think I'm gonna take all that stuff off and put the factory brakes back on there, man.
Man, get you a couple of rebuild kits. What
you get on it,
man?
What you get on it? The
thing is,
like it got them Brembos on there, man. One of them is sticking like them Corvettes, man. You let them cars sit with them 4-wheel discs and they start sticking.
Yes, sir.
A rebuild kit is $167. To replace that one, they want $326 to replace the one. A factory factory is only $69 a piece. I'd say it'd be cheaper to stick the factory stuff back on.
But you know what? You know what though, Big Mark? You know what? Take care of the situation. You got to adapt to the Fred Flintstone. You got to adapt to the Fred Flintstone stopping.
hey, kid, that would be good, but I don't have no holes in my floors or nothing, man. Right?
Oh, okay, then.
My car's solid.
Bring it back. I got a sawzall. We can get a hole in the floor.
Oh, man. Not the sawzall.
I think I'm gonna try some old school stuff. This might sound crazy, but years ago I seen one of my mechanic buddies had a problem with some Corvette brakes, and he sprayed some carburetor cleaner in between the piston and the rubber. I thought it was gonna eat the rubber, and he used the a big press and pressed him in and pressed him out. He had to do it multiple times to break him loose, but they did break loose.
Right.
So I might try that. I might try that on there. Otherwise, I'm gonna have to go on and bite the bullet and buy that rebuild kit and just do it like that.
Well, Mark, you know that might work, but you don't know how long it'll work like that because you get a little horning wheel that you got to pull that piston out, and if it got any pits in there from rust. You horn that down to where it's smooth, and then you also gotta take a emery cloth and do the piston itself, and then when you clean it out and put it back together, then you good. But I mean that might work, but you don't want to be going down that track and then all of a sudden
spray it down with some WD-40.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I think these pistons on these newer brakes, I think they're aluminum. I don't think they're steel. I think they're aluminum. So, if anything, it's got some corrosion on there, not some corrosion instead of some rust on there. Yeah. But
if you hit it with that emery cloth a little bit, all this is get out the way, you know.
Yeah.
If that's the case, and also horn it, don't take a lot of work. But
okay,
you know, I mean, you could just take them off and lay them to the side. You could take them off and put the socket back on and lay it to the side. So if you ever decide to want to go fast and get fast, then you can always clean them up and put them back on that end. It's sitting there waiting on you.
Oh man,
yeah, hear what you're saying. Oh man.
And I mean, you ain't got no pressure on the console. Keep your big umbrella. So if you seem like you break down and throw that motherfucker out the window, hold on.
You hear him, kid? He's signifying.
Yeah, I hear him.
Oh man. That'd be something to see a parachute on a daily driver.
man. So who we got to fry? Who all we got to fry from Sunday? I know we had Buford whooped on old boy, and Devon get out there and get whooped on again. Raylo whooped on Vaughn.
He was behind out.
Two times, right?
Yeah, two times.
Who else?
Oh,
somebody else. Rob, who all raised, man?
The professor lost to Preacher Boy. School teacher lost to Preacher Boy.
The principal.
Principal,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't Three Love have a victory? Didn't PD whoop a Mustang or something?
I think that was in a shootout.
Something like that.
That was a shootout.
I think Petey won the shootout, didn't he, Ray?
923 Love.
Yeah, they won the shootout, right?
I don't know if he won. I know he's in it. Probably won.
Yeah, I think somebody told me that he took it. That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. There was a couple other races I just can't think. Didn't Double D race somebody race another Corvette?
I think I heard
he got whooped. I don't know if it was a race.
Double D ain't running ready enough for no money. The bookie did.
Man,
Bookie in the Cadillac.
With the Cadillac?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
Bookie,
yeah?
He won a couple
Hellcats,
didn't he?
Yeah, I think he raced two times. I didn't see it, but I heard it from him.
Wow.
Yeah, he raced twice.
Yeah, one of the videos is on that YouTube. It's on their YouTube channel. That Midwest Mafia. That dude do some nice videos.
Yeah, you do.
He makes nice videos.
Yeah, man. So y'all ain't ready? Y'all ain't ready to put them up yet? Ready though?
Nah, I'm trying to go Sunday if somebody want to go. Trying to go Sunday.
Oh, man.
I told Vaughn I'll turn him loose Sunday. I'll let him go. He's doing that talk.
Because Vaughn said you already, turned him loose and called him each time. Like, he ain't going for that.
Hey, did Vic have a race the other day, Saturday? Toe tag, did he have a race?
I don't think so. I know him and Vaughn were talking about it, somebody, and he told him that if he touched the car, I guess some things went well, he would race, but I didn't hear nothing else about it.
Okay.
Vic might be on here.
The few run-ins I done had with Bonnie, we cool and everything, but his mouth, oh, my God. But I guess that's what you have to do.
What's going on?
What up, Vic?
What up?
Somebody in your mouth?
Shut up.
Mark was asking if you race on Saturday. I told him I don't think so. I didn't hear nothing else about that.
Oh, no. Sunday, I let my son drive. My son trying to get my son used to drive.
Yeah.
Plus, I just got a little street motor in there right now. I broke my race motor.
Oh, okay.
Here's what I'm saying, Eddie. Like when Vaughn said, he beat me off the tree. He beat me off the tree two times. That's what he say. He did beat me one time. I don't know about the first time. But then, if a man literally sit up and tell you that they let you leave on purpose, who you ever hear anybody say that? I had a plan to let him leave because I know he couldn't run with me. I wasn't going to.
He couldn't get away.
You don't want to believe that.
Yeah.
You don't hear nobody admit that. I admit it and say, I let you leave on purpose. I didn't even push the tree. I was making sure I didn't realize. I'm going to sit there. Not just sit there, but I'm going to make sure I don't turn it red.
To me, that's some smart shit, but I would never tell them.
I went on tour.
Because
he wants to see me back and forth arguing. Back and forth arguing, you know, to my what he did to me on the tree. Then I tried to bet him on the tree for Sunday, since he was so confident about beating me on the tree. He didn't want that, but he argued back and forth. But he don't want that though. But he said he beat me on the tree. He said he can anytime, but Tuesday Sunday for some money. We don't even have to make no runs. Just lead the line and stop, and then look at the tickets, get the tickets, and see who left first.
I heard you tell him that.
I give it to him. He going in them good battles, though. He ain't going back in no corner. No.
I don't know.
Yes,
he going to go.
Yes, sir. That's why I like him. I'm juking at him because I know he'll go.
Mm-hmm. Damn sure going to go. He said, fuck it, I'm going to try it.
Hey, I just want to take my hat off. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ma. No, go ahead.
I just say I'm gonna take my hat off to all them guys that come out this year and put in work, man, and got to the line, man. You know, all not the tailgaters didn't come to let us see how much armor all of, no, they came and they got to the line and put their money where their mouth was. And, hey, my hat's off to all you guys, man.
Yes, sir.
That's what I opened up with a big ups to Vaughn for all the racing he do. That boy likes to race. But Mark, you know what I wanted to tell him, Mark?
What's that?
If he had any idea how much I love drag racing, he would never even run race me. If he had any kind of idea how much I love drag racing, he'd say, I'm not racing you. If you had any kind of sense. You tell my talk, walk, sleep, and eat drag race. I be thinking about drag race when I'm sleep. All time.
Yeah, man, I know what you're saying.
It's hard to get it out of your life. It's gonna be hard to whoop me. I've never seen a race car that I didn't like. It can have a rusty crank on one side, a slided rim on the front, on the back, with a rusty Harley carburetor and some old white headers on it, with a straight axle. I love it. I don't care if it's half running. I love it. Figure that out. A lot of people say, "What do you bring that junk to the track for and get to talk about the man?" No, I'd be over there trying to help him work on it.
Hey, that reminds you of that story Tommy Knight used to say about he went over there on the west side and they had an AMX sitting over there on the side of this old building, flat slicks on it and all dirty and everything, and Tommy drove the Z over there and they was talking crazy and they told him that they pull that thing, look like, and Tommy said, look like an abandoned vehicle sitting over there in the corner. They told him they put some air in the tires and jump on it. And then Tommy said, well, bet then. They locked the money up, and that's sure what happened. They pulled and fired up that old AMX, aired them tires up, and ran Tommy over out there. And Tommy was on a good winning streak with that vehicle.
So.
Who is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Hey, that car looked like you didn't even thought it was fire.
Yeah, some people will take them chances, but I don't know if the tire's going to blow out or what. Get right on your ass.
Yes, yeah, it will. Yeah, it will. Drag, probably remember what they call it.
5249, your mic is open.
What's up, fellas?
What's going down?
I want to know if Mark ready for me yet. He's supposed to get fried tonight.
Look who come out the woodwork. Hey, it's the Tweety Bird.
Yeah, man, whatever. Put him in hot grease, man. We put the race on Sunday, but he wasn't ready for me, so grease him on up. I heard them Fat Mark sisters play pretty good, man. With them.
Hey, we got to race them, and somebody got to win to get greased up, Bert.
Nigga, you
got to
get out of here. No, Mark, you got to get going to grease, baby.
No, we're gonna have a vote on that. And you didn't bring your car either, so we got to have a vote on that.
You want to do that?
I tell you what. Why don't we settle out and I just give you send you a Burt Reynolds T-shirt with the bandit car on there.
Oh, hey, man, take your punishment, man. You're supposed to get fried, man. What y'all doing? You had them people ask me, man, is you and Mark going to race? No, I'm going to race. I said, well, Mark is breaking bad, so why bring my car? You already you called and told me that you couldn't break. Come on,
now,
you
went to
the game,
man.
What
if
I had
it,
I would have had mine. I would have had mine.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't try to race nobody else.
Well, I'm gonna call you soon as this. Well, you'll know
so
just
Eddie,
when it's ready.
No, but be quiet now. Just be quiet. Eddie, so do we get fried or not?
No, we get fried until we go down the track.
Gotta go down the track, dude.
Oh, so we gotta go down the track to get fried. Okay.
Yeah, when
you
pull that museum,
it gotta be over.
When you pull that museum piece out the garage, we're gonna see what's going on with that too.
When I pull it out the garage?
That museum piece you got in there, that black thing you got sitting in crates with candles and stuff sitting around.
Yeah, that's not easy, bro. You don't want none of that, Mark. Talk about something else. How you found me doing, man?
That ain't hungry bird, that's dead bird.
Man, you don't want to mess with that collie. That car right up in there. Don't be trying to front now, Mark. Leave that car alone.
Uh-huh.
I bring that car to the track. You got 10, buddy.
What?
You heard what I said. You got 10.
What did he say? What did he say? You got what?
I
you
heard him, man.
Can you count to 10? That's what you got with that black car.
Hey, Eddie, you seen Creature Features, right? Eddie, you seen, you remember Creature Features? Hey, you remember when they used to reincarnate Dracula? They opened up their coffin and pulled the spike out of his heart.
That's
what he got to do to that goddamn Pontiac in that garage, man.
Well, yeah,
go
but
pull
he
the spike out of his heart.
If he do,
man, you so got
you
10,
got
man.
10
I'm not laughing.
A dime.
You got 10 with that crawling ass V28. You got.
Man, you supposed to be so fast, you going to give a crawling daily drive of 10. That's all you can come up with? Stop it, man.
Well, what you need, 12, 13? Say something. You up here trying to crack joke, I'm saying.
I ain't going to say nothing to the car race, man.
Friends is friends, but when it comes to the drag race, I don't know who the hell you is. Who is that guy?
Well, like I said, I'm going to send you a Burt Reynolds T-shirt, man.
Well, whatever, man. You better crack jokes.
Damn, Mark. He said 10, 12, 13. Open your mouth.
Hey,
but,
hey.
This is all fictional, man. That car ain't.
Man, that man, he's drawn on me for 4 months already. I never answered the phone, never get on the phone. Now I'm on the phone. You going in backwards, man. You got that beep on like them calves you have when they bag up.
Beep, beep, beep. He talking real strong, you know my car messed up. He talking real. That's all right, though. That's
all right.
Yeah, that would take to get you on the air. Come on down, man. Welcome to the show, Bird.
I was always on the show. I just wanted to call you out. You make sure you don't never draw me again, man. This ain't
welcome
birth.
To coming out the closet.
Never
welcome
do it
to coming
again.
Out the closet.
Never do it again. Let there be a lesson to you.
Hey, man, we're going to have a moment of silence for your Pontiac, man. That's what we're going to do.
No, we ain't. I bet you ain't going to take the deal. That's what I thought.
Okay, if you want to talk crazy, I'll take the 10 tomorrow, goddamn. I'll take them tomorrow.
Man, don't be
I,
playing.
I'll
right
take
right
the
right
10. I'll take the caliber off and bend that thing and put a goddamn vice grip on it like the old days. And goddamn it, I'll put that 10, I'll do that.
I will go in the garage tonight. Put that old ass brake line back on there, beat your ass and bring the car back home and take the brake line back off.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
son
what I do on the race. But
beat
we know you ain't going to go right to the Chinese way.
You ain't going to jump on me if I whoop you, is it? Lately, people been
no,
trying
sir.
To jump on me, but I just...
Man, I'm going to do like before. I'm going to shake your hand in peace. That's all I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I have fun with this. I don't make no grudge, no take that stuff personal, man. They all jokes. If you can't laugh at them, if you can't take them, then goddamn it, leave that shit alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's all supposed to be fun, man, at the end. We ain't supposed to be sitting there trying to meet you at your garage and bust you upside the head and stuff over some shit on the telephone.
Hey, man, I hear you. I just want to beat your ass like I did long time ago. You trying to get your old leg back. Can't get your leg back, man.
Yeah, I owe you a whooping. We're going to do that. I owe you that. I owe you that.
Hey, you ever do see said the innocent dragon? Boy, don't hit back.
Yeah, I owe you a whooping, man. You put one on me with your car against my orange car. You beat it. We'll clear
okay.
that up sooner or later. Before I go into the grave, we'll clear that up.
I'm tired of you talking that shit. Beat your ass with that thing, Camaro. Keep talking.
Damn.
Keep talking.
Oh, man. Boy. Hey, you know this is recorded. You can listen to yourself later on when you're laying down.
I ain't got to listen to myself. I hear what I'm saying, guys. I'm going to beat your ass. You don't even listen to myself. You hear me? As long as you hear me, goddamn, that's all that matters. I'm going to beat the dog shit out of you. Keep getting on this phone drawing on me. You know you're drawing on, goddamn it. You have made that bird angry. That's all true. Take your motherfucking eye out, man.
Oh, man, boy, you're
damn
good
lying,
comedy.
Man.
You're good comedy.
Yeah, man, take your goddamn eyes and beat me out.
Well, I'm going to give you a chance to make all that come true soon enough. It ain't going to be that much longer.
I'm sitting over here turnkey ready with one car. I can get the other car ready if I want it. Which one you want? You want the 10 or the head up? Which one?
You know what? I'm
if I was you,
big,
I'd take the head up. But you don't want to fuck with that black car.
You know me, I'm. You know what they say about big people? They say we greedy. I want both of them.
You want both of them?
Yeah, I'm greedy. I want both of them.
But
I want that little
what,
white.
This is what we gonna do.
I want that little white one for me when you drive around and
lay it
up. And
look,
that
Bob,
other one,
I want to see that stock ass bullshit you got over there. When I give you this ten. I need you to, your rearview mirror in your car? You hear me talking,
no,
goddammit. Your rearview
mirror
in your car?
I'm not even going to need to look at that. So I'm going to take
no,
it
I'm
out because I know I ain't got
to
look
at
it.
You got to lock this shit in because you might fuck around and come on my side of the factory with that slow motherfucker of yours. Look at that rearview mirror. And if you see that car go in the air, you better hope you pass that goddamn quarter mile time. So once I set it down, they're going to be rushing your ass. Watch what I tell you.
If I see that slow motherfucker go up in the air, I'm going to pull over and pay you. I'm not even going to. If I look in my mirror and see that you ain't got two wheels on the ground,
well,
I'm going to pull over and pay you. If I see that
hey,
big
Mark,
pig getting pulled two wheels off the ground, I'm going to pull over and pay you.
What, you don't think he's going out? You don't think it's going
yeah.
out? We can lock him out here.
It's in the air right now. It's sitting on four jack stands. Yeah, it's in the air right now.
I ain't about no. I'm sorry. That car carried a wheel, baby boy. Because you didn't know.
Hey. Okay, maybe if you take off your front shocks and your back shocks and put extra motor in the trunk. And put extra motor in the trunk.
So maybe you can accomplish that.
Well, hey, you can trust me. If I see that thing come up in the air, I'm going to pull over.
Pull
even if I think I'm getting away,
what
I'm
going
to pull over
do?
And wait till you finally catch up to me and just hand you the money.
That's right. That's right. I'm going to let that be a lesson to you. Put the blink on, goddamn it. Put the left blink on. Goddamn
it. I believe you.
And when
man,
I come down, when I see, hey, Mark, hey, Mark, yeah, when I come down, I see your blinker come on, I'm going to slow down.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, get ready, riding down the 4 miles. Let that be a lesson to you.
Okay, okay, I like
oh,
that.
Man.
Call with that motherfucking car, you know, man.
I like
go
that.
On,
boy,
if
that
man,
ain't the clock calls the kettle black, man. Okay, okay. Oh, man, that's a good one. I got to, he's going to pull the wheel. God damn. Mm-hmm.
What, you don't think it'll do it?
Yeah, I think you can do it. I told you how I think you can do it.
I ain't talking about you no damn garage if I'm on the track, goddamn.
Oh,
I
man.
I bet you won't lock in. I bet you won't lock in. Let's lock it up. Better do it.
No, Bird. Not
hey,
till it's running. I'm locking in with you when it's running, man. When it's running, we ain't
paying, Bird.
Man, I can start that movie. Nobody knows about TVT.
That ain't Angry Bird, Eddie. That's Tweety Bird.
Whatever bird, goddammit, go pet your motherfucking eyeball out, goddammit.
And I'm here, Sylvester.
Hey, you all Pontiac? You all Pontiac?
All Pontiac. Except that crawling ass 98 trans out there with that LS bullshit in there.
Oh, man.
Hey, I know one thing for sure, Bird. They didn't twist your arm when you bought it. You didn't buy it by gunpoint.
Hey,
I like
Angry
to put
Bird.
Nose on them.
Watch your mouth, Angry Bird. Watch your mouth.
Uh-oh,
ain't nothing wrong
that?
With no LS
Uh-oh.
Motor.
Who
and
is
if
that?
Y'all get up their head up, you're going to find out.
Who is that? That sound like Rob with a Steve in his ass. Is that Rob? No,
sure
that must not be him.
Sure will.
Man, hell with them. The hell with them damn.
You know that's Rob. You know that's Rob.
No, I don't.
Ain't nothing wrong with that LS motor, boy. As soon as you boys are ready, I'm going to have
man,
to show
man, we can
it
get good price already. Why don't you shut up? God damn.
Hey, I gave y'all a gift. By giving
well,
you the spot, you ain't getting
gift.
The spot this
another.
Time. Oh, you ain't
hey,
getting
man,
a spot
look,
this time. You're going to have to take a
I
spot.
I ain't never seen nobody give a gift back. When somebody give you a gift, you're going to wrap that motherfucker, smile, and go sit down somewhere. You're not doing that.
Well, you ain't going to get a spot this time, brother, unless you take it off the starting line.
Hey, look, man, I warned you before the race starts. I said, Rob, find something else to race, because that probably ain't going to beat the shit out of you. Now, didn't I tell you that before we got started racing? And it was a young boy.
Actually. Uh-oh. Actually, when you talk, I really don't pay no attention to you. I block you out.
I know it. Well, I just challenged your money. I said, fuck it. He ain't listening to me. 100, 200.
There you go. Yep, you counted up to about $300. Sure
no,
did.
I only bet at that. I only bet at 200. I wanted to bet more. Leave that part out. Rob, wow, find something else to leave that car alone, man. You see that car again,
oh,
go
no.
Get your money back at the ticket booth.
I'm going to get mine back from you guys.
Oh, really?
Sure is.
God damn, let me see. Shit, I don't know. Are you going to bet more next time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, I can't wait to see week. Let me see. Now, you can get a bigger ass bag of dog food. Now, no more dollar store bag dog food for you. Yeah, you now. Move.
Hey,
move.
Hey,
stop.
If you win this time, you're going to be able to go to a 5-star restaurant.
Really?
Holy.
What you got, man? You got
a one thing.
Any street car, I got a street car, man. Now what?
You said what?
I have a street car, man. Now what?
I got one, too. I got a Trans Am.
Well, I'm not. I ain't never seen your Trans Am. You know what that red one is.
Oops.
I got a red Trans Am.
Oh. I can't be that, man.
There you can.
Yeah, that ain't stock. That ain't stock. That's how that works, don't you?
It is stock. It's got an LS1. It's got a motor into the cane right with it.
Okay, fine.
Sure
hey, I know how to put my shit in reverse. I don't need you to tell me that.
And it's got Corvette wheels on it. If you scared of the Corvette wheels, like Big Sham is scared of the SS with them bead locks on it, then you might not want to say nothing to me. Just let me know when you want to go stock for stock.
Okay.
Knock your head clean off.
Okay. Good luck.
Yeah, we're gonna call you Broken Wing.
Broken Wing, I'll be all that.
Yeah. That's gonna be
when
your
I
new
kick
name.
The shit out of you, don't be trying to fight me and shit, all right?
I ain't no fighter. I'ma stalk you like you a pretty lady.
Hey man, you not no fighter or no racer. You Santa Claus. You give my gift.
Wait a minute, what happened? Now Rob, he just said on the radio that his stock car is ready right now. You said yours is ready. What's the problem?
Yeah, it is ready.
You didn't hear Big Mark. He don't want that smoke.
Right.
You both got Trans Ams.
Hey man, I've seen that car before. I can't mess with the car. Beep.
Uh-oh, got a hand up.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Hey,
this
is
your nightmare.
Uh-oh.
Big Mars, where you at? I've been looking for you. You've been had. You finally come from up under that rock. Let's get out. Tomorrow.
Cadillac, what's happening, man? Did you
follow me? Hold on, man. Why you been had from me, man? Why you been had?
Hey, man, tell the truth, man. Tell everybody the truth.
Wait a minute. You tell the truth, bro.
You went to the land of Oz to see the wizard to get you a heart.
Hey, Mark, hold on. Don't start that now. Don't start that. I just want to know what time and when.
Well,
that's
if you've been listening,
you told me at the thing, but you just showed up.
Man, I told you if I catch you riding that white SS convertible, I'm going to peel your head back. I ain't ready yet.
Yeah, man.
My problem is stuff. You just
heard
me say
that
fuck out, man.
Mark, don't
I'm getting my
body back. Trying to be like you tough. You're not tough.
Call him again.
I'm looking for you. I've been riding. I can't find you. I can't find you. I called your phone. You got my number blocked. But what do you want me to do? So
yeah,
I just pushed the button. I told you get off.
I will concede that you win the arm all contest. You got that cover. But when you got your ass in that other seat with a car next to you, you're going to shake like shit.
Big Mark, you need to cut it out. You come straight out of comic book, man. Because you don't want this smoke here, bro. You try to talk, but you talk like you want, but you don't want this smoke. I'm going to whoop you with a daily on 22. On 22. And guess what? I'm going to bet you another 50 or that I'll gap you on them dubs on 22.
Well, it sounds like you about to win some money because I don't believe none of that.
I just be talking later.
I'm going to try
Mark,
to get it ready soon.
Hey, Mark, check this out.
We don't get beside yourself,
and I get beside myself. We're going
to
do it like this.
You're too slow to get beside yourself, man.
Well, okay. I'm too slow, all that. But just say you scared of me, man. Just say you fear me, bro. That's all.
I'm not gonna get on Big Eddie's show and lie. Because if
I got on here, he's scared. He ain't trying to do nothing. Eddie, you're not trying to move. He's staying. That's what you're talking about.
The class of the daily drivers, goddammit. This show is the class of the daily drivers.
He's staying off the avenue. That's all. He on the backwoods.
Hey, Eddie, so they see my car got a broke leg, and here come the wolves trying to get some free meat.
Hey, man. Hey, Mark. I tell you what. I'll take you to get
– Hold on, I got a great idea. It's one car that's broke and three people's cars that ain't broke. Now, what's up with y'all doing?
Don't let me call your car, Mark. Mark, I'm talking about your car.
You called
me out, Mark.
You called me out.
There
it is. And you didn't want to go. Now that my car ain't right, it's messed up. Now you want to go. Mark, stop bagging up.
You on dirty shoes, bro. You on dirty shoes.
Man, I'm called
to
win your
place. You ain't trying to do nothing, bro.
Is your blue Camaro ready?
Is it running? Is it ready?
Is it 68?
It's a 68.
Is it ready?
You know, wait low. It kind of
is
ready,
it ready? Okay.
It sounds like a record.
I told you when you get ready.
But I got something
when you get ready, please let me know.
I got women. Ray Lo, check it out. Since you want to talk, you want to butt into something that didn't have nothing to do with you.
I just spoke on something that's in my class. I ain't trying to buffalo you.
Wait a minute. You said my name. I ain't said nothing to you.
I know. I ain't speak on your Dodge.
This was me and Big
Mom. I spoke on your Camaro.
With my street car, I can go anywhere in this city or down south on 22s on. This didn't have nothing to do with Ray Lowe and talking about you sitting
I just
like,
asked
you, like
you
like
was
me.
Your
Come
Camaro
on.
Ready. That's all I asked you.
I said it ain't ready.
So we're going to leave it alone.
I only asked you one time, and that was a month ago
at 41. I asked you about a month ago.
I told you no. But I am saying,
can you go get your words
off? If you want to contribute, Ray Lo, only thing you got to do is get with that yellow car and set that yellow car out. That's all you got to do.
What yellow car?
That's all you got to do. That yellow car.
What yellow car?
That yellow bag, that Aston. That's all you got to do. All steel car. Make it right. That's all.
That yellow Dodge?
Yeah, the yellow Dodge.
I run that Dodge.
Okay. What would you give
us? I'm going to turn you loose. I don't care what you're doing. You can spread it. I don't care. Put three kids on it.
I'm going to turn you loose. You got to sit on it. Hey, Ray Lo, you got a grown man there. I can't fight.
No,
you can
put your spray on. That's why I just put your spray on. Put three on.
If I cut my spray on, it still ain't enough. It's still ain't enough.
Okay, we'll leave that alone then. We'll leave that alone then. Okay. But I tell you what, you want to race that blue car,
I'm going to make sure you try to get it ready before it get cold.
Now you know it ain't going to be ready for that.
What's up, Big Eddie?
Let's say next year.
What's going on?
Okay, well, we say next year, but hey, I know you're a funny man. Leave it on before it gets cold. Okay, well, hey.
Mike might like that.
He can turn his juice on.
Man, he's crazy. Mike ain't gonna like that. He can't go nowhere.
Turn his juice on.
Damn, he moved. You right there.
The spray gonna be right there too.
Huh?
The spray gonna be right there too.
Nah, turn the spray on, man. Ain't enough. Ain't no sense bringing a knife to a gunfight. We gonna leave that alone.
I thought I heard somebody call Ray Lo name.
Yeah, who said who's that?
Oh, this Double D. What's happening, y'all? What's happening?
What up, Double D?
What's going on? What's happening?
You made it down there yet?
No, man, we rolling. I'm on my way.
All right.
Yes, sir. On my way.
I thought it was just D.
I just listening in on the show, see what y'all are on.
I thought it was
on
just
road.
D.
Yeah,
got
ran down anyway. Yeah, just D. Yeah.
Can't say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, baby. What's going on?
Oh, man, I can't come.
still on the phone. Double D phone back.
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening, Preach?
Dog on the phone. Cadillac. Cadillac, piece of mutt. Tell Cadillac I beat his motherfucking ass.
Damn.
Hey, cock-eyed motherfucker. Talk to me.
Oh, man.
I can't hear you.
Man, you talking, about, you talking to somebody who ain't trying to do nothing.
I know he ain't ready. Why the fuck you talking to Raylo then?
I spoke on him, and once he said he wasn't ready, I was through with him.
Hey, Raylo, you got to stop fucking with them kitties. You don't go to kitty land looking for a grown man.
Is you ready? Is you ready?
Uh-oh.
Raylo. I'll turn it on and beat your motherfucking ass next weekend, Raylo. I'm running your head up.
No, we can do this Sunday at 41.
How am I going to do it Sunday? I'm in Mississippi.
Well, everybody said they're coming back.
I don't give a fuck what they doing. I ain't no
okay, ordinary
nigga.
Okay, well, hold it.
I told you my name
is Django. We ain't going to got to go there. You say next week?
Yeah, I'll beat your ass. Let me blow at you. We're going to run head up.
No, if you got a small block. If you got a small block,
hey,
I do it.
Fuck, I don't want to look under your skirt. You got a small block.
Okay, well, all right. We'll leave that alone.
Hey, Raylo, talk to your hoes like that. I'm a pimp. We don't do that.
Boy, I'm going to get you some action.
You can't give me no action. I just told
Turn
you.
Me loose. Turn me loose. You can spray five of them. Turn me loose.
Hey, Raylo. You
Turn
said
me loose.
You told every motherfucker
okay,
on the
what
phone.
You got? Turn me loose.
Hey, Raylo, you say you the baddest motherfucker on that tree.
Well, I'm on motor. I'm on motor, man. You know I'm on motor. Okay, we'll leave it alone, Peachy Boy. I'm through with it. I'm done with it. Eddie, go on with your show.
I know you're done with it.
I'm just trying to get some action.
He's fucking with
this kid. Let me leave.
Stay in kitty land, motherfucker. I'll blow your ass, man.
I'm done with it. Eddie, I ain't ruining your show. Keep going, Smokey. Holler at you later, Peachy Boy.
Hey, Eddie. He can't ruin the show. I'm a nigga that's gonna go. Hey, Eddie, you know I'm a go. That bitch that I beat, Eddie. Did you barbecue that bitch? I just got online. I'm in Mississippi, Eddie. Did you all fry him?
Nah.
Put the
nah, he fried. Raylo ain't gonna get fried. Raylo won.
I ain't tell you to fry Raylo. I told Raylo I'd beat his ass when he got out of line just now.
Nah, you won't.
No, I won't.
No, you won't. You're trying
don't
to buffalo.
Hey, Raylo.
You're trying to
Raylo.
Buffalo.
How the fuck I'm trying to buffalo, nigga? I ain't tell you what type of draws to have on. I told you to get
well,
the fuck out of here.
We're not running,
then.
We're not running, Preacher Boy. We're not running. We're not racing.
Then
you can leave it alone. We're not racing.
Then stop talking
we're
to me.
Racing. We're not racing.
Not.
That's it. We're not
I
racing.
I know we not. I will beat that ass.
Yes.
I know we not.
Yes.
Hello?
773-6516.
Your mic is open. Who we got?
The principal.
Yeah, my dick.
What up,
my principal? Bottom dick.
Oh,
how
shit.
You doing, my bottom dick? Talk to
yeah,
me.
I'm a pain freak. I want to relock your ass in.
I know you want to lock me in then, bitch. I'm in Mississippi. What you want to run for? Raise the bet this time, because you just let me get a nut off. Now it's time for me to fuck.
You right.
No. It's like getting
right.
Dick sucked, baby. This is my problem, bitch. He gave me a little head. Now I want some ass.
Right. I'm going to give you some ass. I'm going to give you the back
you
motherfucking
give me some
tire.
Ass?
I'm going to give you back tire.
Give me all you want to give
double
me, baby.
The money. That we raised for last time.
Double money? That ain't nothing but $2,000. Why the fuck I want to run you for $2,000 when I'm going to drive this pole in your ass?
Right. What, you want to buy a race now? I mean, you know.
No, you know what, Principal? I'm sorry, my bottom bitch. I will take the $2,000. Can we run next Saturday? You's a good bitch.
No, not Saturday. On a Sunday.
Huh?
A Sunday.
Next Sunday? Okay,
yeah.
Listen to me. You know we on national radio. What the president
nigga,
here?
I know where we at. I just asked
listen
for you. So I ain't nothing else to talk
money.
About. Lock me in.
Listen to me. Listen, bitch. I'm glad locked in. Listen to me. 500. on 2000 or better.
All right.
That's a lock? Yeah. We locked in, y'all. I'm going to get that free 500.
Where y'all racing at?
Hey,
where y'all racing at, man?
You know,
hey,
he don't 41. Know.
Hey, but, hey, preacher boy.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, sir.
We're going to put this money, we're going to put this money in somebody's hand this time.
I don't give a fuck. I didn't have no problem by paying. It took y'all a long time to pay.
No, these are niggas.
You know why I had a problem wanting to pay that shit, but it's okay.
What the fuck you had a problem by paying, motherfucker? You reckon your parking said you had a parking full, and it was half counterfeit, I guess.
Hey, man. We locked, boss. I ain't got nothing else to talk to you about.
All right. Now, y'all hear it, Bigetti. We locked 500 on 2000 or better next Sunday. Sunday.
At 41.
That white girl against that motherfucking garbage can. I'm sorry. That white girl against my bottom bitch.
Hey.
Yeah. Head up. We racing an 8 mile head up pro tree.
I'm gonna tell you something else, Goldilocks. Since you like talking all this shit.
Yes, yes.
We can do both of them in the same race. We can go through the eighth and the back door. I give a fuck about you.
Oh damn! I don't see no bigger how to hold down. Talk to your pimp the right way. I tell you what we do: bet 2,000 to the eighth, 2,000 through the back door, ho.
You got it, motherfucker.
That's the way I like my girl to talk to me. Talk like you're sexy, bitch. I'm gonna show you how I like it. I'm gonna show you how I like it.
Hey, y'all doing some gambling?
500.
Yes, sir.
500 today. Hey, Eddie. Stop talking when the pimp talking.
I heard.
500 to the
8? You ain't no pimp. You're a rest over. That car you got. You stole it. How much you paid?
$37.50. Hold on. Hey, listen. Let me do one thing. Bitch, when you hear grown folks talking, shut the fuck up until you finish.
You should recognize it already because you are that big girl. Where is your foot down?
I can't tell.
Did you hear what I said? Where is your foot down, bro?
Eddie, we trying to get a race. Tell that nigga to shut up. Thank
y'all.
What up, Vic?
That nigga ain't
gonna
do nothing.
That dog on the other end.
What's happening?
I'm gonna do something that I should have did to a long time ago. Make a stick of stuff again. You see what I mean?
Hold on, Cadillac.
You know that. Hey, Vic, are you coming down to Mississippi?
No.
You coming down
no,
here?
I can't come.
God damn, I thought it was 1987.
You say what?
You know what that means, don't you? I thought it was 1987, baby.
There you go.
Well, you want to come out
your motherfucking ass come out 2 weeks before the end of the season. You motherfuckers killed me.
Motherfuckers had all season.
I got you. Wait, hold it. Listen, preacher boy, shut the fuck up, man, and listen some goddamn time. Talk too motherfucking much. Listen, nigga.
Yes, I'm going to listen to you, guys.
Listen, nigga. listen.
Yeah, go ahead.
I will let you know what's happening next week after I get done with what I'm taking care of with myself. Right now,
okay.
I ain't thinking about no goddamn cop. Fuck that cop. But
hey,
I tell you what.
I'm listening, Linda.
After I get done with all. Yeah, listen, Linda. Listen. Because I'm going to put the boom boom in your boom boom, motherfucker. Now, get ready.
Yeah, okay. Now, do me a favor,
nah.
Vic.
What's
Vic,
that?
We just had our easy conversation. Hey, principal, bitch, get back on the phone. Lock in for the back door with 500 and the extra 500.
Hold on, Quick Love.
I'm whooping every kid.
Hold on, hey, Preacher Boy.
Yes.
Preacher Boy, is this you saying the rate's supposed to be? It's going to be 500 on 2,000 the better, 2,000 in the eighth, and another 2,000 out the back door?
Yes, if he want to do it that way. But my bitch didn't say that. My bitch said 500
on 2,000. I did say, I said lock the fuck in, man.
He
if you said listen,
lock,
said,
man.
Lock the fuck in.
Damn. Okay, if
you talking too
locked,
motherfucking
so,
much.
Hold on, bitch.
You ain't got shit else to say to me, man.
The blind motherfucker got in our conversation. The blind motherfucker got in our conversation, that old dog.
Hold on, Cadillac.
Let them go. Let them go. Everybody be cool. Everybody be cool. Let's let Preacher Boy and the principal get this over with, because I'm trying to put it down so I know exactly how I go.
Now, listen, I don't say this often. Mr. Principal, we're going to lock in 500 to the 8, 500 to the back door. Am I correct? 2,000 to the 8, 2,000 to the back door.
That's right.
Understanding is the best thing in the world. Now, I need to understand this money.
He just said that's right.
Okay. Red light. We waiting on Pro Tree. Red light, you lose. Track rules.
Okay.
Yeah, we can feel me. Okay.
Hey, about y'all, I tell them people to take their light off of AutoStart.
I don't give a fuck what they tell people. I leave on green. I don't give a fuck what this man do. That white girl, then listen, that white girl is programmed to fuck a nigga up.
All right, I got it down. Preacher Boy versus the principal.
He got to tell me, listen. I ain't heard him say nothing, man, before you get to writing. He got to tell me that's
hey,
what
man,
he's doing.
The man said lock. The man said lock every time you finish talking.
Okay, I can't hear because I'm on my face after. So listen, that's Sunday. That's next Sunday.
Preacher Boy.
Hey, somebody get y'all mic, man. Y'all ain't talking. Hold on, Preacher Boy. Whoever ain't talking, could you please... Hold on, Preacher Boy. Whoever ain't talking, would you please mute your mic? You got a radio in the background. I guess I'm going to have to go mute everybody's mic, man, and let y'all finish this, man. That's your own cook. All right, I still got the principal and Preacher Boy. Y'all still on here?
I'm here.
Where you at, Preacher Boy?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay, I'm just trying to cut out these other mics, man. All right, y'all go ahead, man. I done cut out quite a bit of.
Okay. Principal, I'm listening to you, baby boy. I ain't even going to cuss you out no more, Principal. Let me hear what you got to say.
Head up. Pro Tree. Track rules. 500 to the 8. 500 to the back door. The same race.
For how much now? Is it 4,000 or 2,000?
Each one.
Each one.
That's a total of $4,000. We're going to lock in 1,000. We're going to lock in 1,000. We're going to find a DP man. We're going to lock in that 1,000, and we're going to race that next Sunday.
That's fine with me.
See how easy that is, Principal?
Oh, it's so easy. It's going to be just as easy as it was last time.
I know
it's just
it
an
is.
Outcome. It's all good. I ain't got no more shit to talk. You can carry on talking all your shit you need to. And I'm going to remind you again, we 1-1. So go ahead. Carry
hey,
on.
Hey, Principal, you can't tell me what you did 20 years ago to me. I'm a big boy now.
And you ain't did shit to me last time. I did it to myself. We okay.
That's what your mouth say. I think I was on top. You was my bottom bitch. I think I was on top.
It's cool.
Hey, man. Next Sunday, I'll be cocked, loaded, and ready. I'll see you then. Right now, I'm in Holly's motherfucking swing. And I'm going to turn these motherfuckers out tomorrow. So be ready. I was testing and tuning on you. Just wait until you get a load of me next time.
I ain't mad.
Hey, what time? Hey, what time?
I'll let you know. You already locked.
God damn. Now, I don't want no bullshit out you, bro. I'm going to show up early. So if you don't want to get down before the track,
hey, you can show up the day before. You do whatever the fuck you got to do.
I understand that, but
when
if
I
you
get
don't
there,
go,
and tap you on your shoulder, the party starts.
Oh, but listen
reading
to what I'm telling you.
Reading
man.
Is
keep
fundamental. We locked. We ain't
hold
got nothing
on.
To talk about.
I let you book everything that you wanted to. My thing is this. It's the only rule I got. If the track
ain't got
goes,
no more rules,
and you don't go, and you don't go, you owe me a G because I'm going when I get there.
Okay. Well,
I mean,
then understand this, too. If you pop this weekend, whatever the fuck you doing, you still hand me that $1,000.
You're 100% right.
Oh,
well. Hey, if I pop this weekend, motherfucker, I promise you, I'll have another one in before Sunday. Try again.
That's good.
Nick.
That's good, bro.
You
that's
worried about
good.
What type of drugs I got on, motherfucker?
I ain't worried about
I
shit. I do your ass this weekend. It don't make me no motherfucking difference.
Oh, well, bring your ass down here then.
No, I ain't coming down there. I'm staying here.
Oh, okay. I tell you what, then. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. All depends on how
you're
going to
lock in another race?
No, listen. Listen to me. Listen, can we put this on the table just in case?
No.
All depends on how tomorrow turn out.
No.
I'll leave tomorrow night.
No.
And he's 41
no.
tomorrow. I mean Sunday.
No.
Okay, next. Okay,
no.
In the subject. Okay, nothing to talk
no.
about. I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Eddie, did you put that
hey,
something
you know.
In the D5, Eddie?
Man, you know, I hadn't heard people talk about doing this kind of race, but I never witnessed nobody doing it.
Hey,
it's
Eddie.
The first. This is the first
hey,
on the Big
hey,
Eddie show.
Hey, Eddie. Hey, Eddie. When I get a bitch, I get a bitch. I got
oh,
bitch.
Lord.
Hey, Eddie. Did you see the first race? Did you see the first race?
Yeah, I saw it.
They're going to look just like the second race.
Oh, man.
Hey.
I know this is the first right here. You heard it on the Big Eddie Show. This is the first I ever witnessed. I don't know if anybody else ever witnessed it, but it's the first time I've heard people talk about it. But I never seen nobody actually do a bet like that.
Hey, Eddie, is that bitch
all
pretty,
in one
man?
Race.
Is that bitch pretty, Eddie?
Yeah, she look good, baby.
Now, listen, I got one more thing to say. If I'm already gapping you by the 8, we ain't got to worry about you looking at no ticket. But if it's close, you know, you got to
I'll tell
you
what you
ticket.
Do then. Hey, this is what you do then. If you already gapped me through the 8, just get off the gas. That's what you do.
Uh-oh.
Now, why would I do that when we're going through the back door where you can break even?
Because you a dumb motherfucker. Because you're a dumb motherfucker.
My name ain't Bob. I never get off the gas to the finish line. I'm not going to get off the gas till I get to the finish line.
So what you worry about, what you doing to me then? I'm not even looking in your lane when we go down there, boss.
My thing is, I don't
it.
Want no bullshit. You talking about you beating me to the 8 and don't want to pay the back door.
Well, you got
I mean,
my
y'all
got
to have somebody at the 8 and at
yeah.
the finish line.
That's all.
Y'all
yeah,
need to have somebody at the 8th and at the quarter.
Hey, Eddie. You listen to Preacher Boy? Can you hear what Preacher Boy is saying? You can put Ray Charles. You can put Ray Charles at the 8 and Stevie Wonder at the 25. He may go there to
God, no.
Hey, man, I wonder if 41 will be able to turn on both them wind lights.
Nah, that ain't going to happen.
We need to leave
them lights alone. Hey, E.T. Smith, listen, y'all. E.T. Smith will tell a whole story, but y'all ain't even going to need that.
Yep.
That motherfucker video going to tell a whole story.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't want that, because if we look at videos, you might as well give my money back already. We ain't going to do that.
That's gonna be a hell of a waste. That's gonna be a hell of a race.
You my friend indeed. You ain't got that deep fry frying yet. I wanna hear
that'll be a good one.
I want you to barbecue a motherfucker for me, Ed D. Sam didn't even talk about the ad with him because Sam bet it with him. I want you to barbecue that motherfucker.
Sam said something about it. He did. He said something about it.
No, he whispered it. He whispered. He said, man, Preacher Boy. Preacher Boy be East Side Strangler. Nick.
Man.
Hey, Pastor Bud.
All right. Let's see, Preacher Boy. Preacher Boy, you going to put them in the grease, man? You going to put people in the grease?
Push them in the grease, Eddie. Yes. Drop his ass.
What time is it? I might need to hang up and restart my phone. I got 16 minutes. I don't know if that's my phone or your phone, Preacher Boy. Could I hear Big Mark? Where you at? Oh, we got a hand up. Shit. I'm number 08-6447. Who we got? Your mic is open.
I'm still on, Big Eddie. Listen.
Yeah. I don't know who this is. Somebody just raised their hand. Oh, okay.
This Cal.
What up, Cal City? Cal, what's happening, Cal?
Not much.
Where you at, man? You down there in Holly Springs?
In Route.
Oh, you in Route? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave you open. Go ahead. Well, I'm gonna leave you open. You can mute your mic if you want to.
Yeah, I'm muted because I got a lot of background noise.
Yeah, I'm hearing it.
What up, Cal City Cal? What up, buddy?
Hey, what up? Who was that?
It's Preacher Boy. What's happening, baby?
You better leave that principal alone. You get it right, he's gonna send a lining out your butt.
If my auntie had nuts within my arm.
Oh, man.
I'm in Missouri, the show me state.
You on the road, Preacher?
No, I've been here for 2 days, man.
Okay, you going to Holly Springs?
I wouldn't be down here if I wasn't.
Okay.
Now,
what makes you think
the principal... Hey, Cal, hold on. Stop talking for a minute, Eddie. What makes the principal better than me?
I ain't say he was better than you.
You say I should leave him alone. I give a fuck about that nigga.
What makes you better than you?
You ain't got no time on this show.
Why would I watch out? This is called drag racing. Any car can win. It just happened to be mine. What makes you more special than me? So you rooting for him like you betting with him.
I just said you better watch out. I said you get it right. You're gonna tear the lining out your ass.
Hey man, listen. You got to find some lining to get some lining. Now, what happened if he ain't right since he's saying that dumbass shit to me? I give a fuck about a principle. Why I beat the fuck out that man like I already did. I hope he get on the track so I can really show off.
Hey, are you trying to motivate yourself?
Why would I motivate myself, man? When I wake up in the morning, listen, when I wake up in the morning, baby boy, I take a piss and shake it off my own dick. I don't have nobody hand on my dick. I'm not in the We Foundation. I'm in the Me Foundation. My shit say off the chain. Not Eastside Stranglers. I done choked their ass out already. Come again? Hey, Eddie. I don't hear no motherfucking grease chisholing. I don't hear no grease chisholing.
I'm waiting, man. You ain't calling them out yet. I'll drop them.
Hey, man, hurry up and drop them, because all I hear is some cock blockers right now. I ain't trying to hear that shit.
you want to say how the race went, man? Everybody that raced, you know, wagon, and the two parties involved?
You want to hear how the race went?
And the two parties involved.
He took that big tire motherfucker. He took that big tire, big motor motherfucker, went to the line, and yow, yow, yow. I took that little motherfucker back. Wooga, wooga, wooga. Swung away from that, he red-lighted. Killed. Dead. One shot, one kill.
All right, then. Quiet, I guess I had to put the principal in. I had to put the principal in the grease. All right. No problem, principal. Everybody know this is just a fun purpose.
Who next, man? I don't know who else raced. I didn't get to see nothing but that one.
I think.
All right.
Hey, preacher, you ever been to
come on, Ma.
Man, Double D, did you ever race?
No, I didn't race. I ain't raced none at drag race. I took my car out there, but I ain't get no action. That was my buddy Corey. That was his car.
Oh, okay.
You got to put fun in the grease.
All right, then. Hold on, Mark. If you ain't going to help me with the fish fry, man, don't start all those acting questions while I'm trying to get this shit over with, man.
Hey, well,
right. Next person I know that did race.
You got to put Vaughn in there.
I'm just finna do that if y'all let me do my thing. I mean, y'all tell me who and I do it. But I know about Vaughn. The next race that I know was Vaughn versus Raylo. The first race, Vaughn forgot to turn the nitrous on. I had a problem with the nitrous. And the second race, they got up there. It looked like a pretty old good drag race, but I had to tell you, Vaughn didn't have enough. So, Vaughn, I got to put you in the grease, man. Once again. All All right, now then, my brain's slow tonight, so I'm kind of missing one. There was another race that went down. Who know about the other race? There was another race that went down besides Ray Lowe and Preacher Boy.
You got the boys with the charge, the boys with the challenges, or was it? No, Bookie
beat
the challenger twice. He beat two different challengers. He had two races.
I don't know them.
He whooped both of them. We didn't know the names.
I don't know them boys'
names. Name. Okay.
Yeah, we don't know the names, so we just get.
Well, just put both of them
Mopars.
Congratulations. Put both of them Mopars. Yeah, put both of them Mopars in the
That's
creek.
That's what
I
do. To the victims that fell short with Bookie. I don't know who y'all is, but Damien Tiny Bow. Oh yeah, but these are the two challenges. Now you said that was a Tiny Bow and what's
it? Tiny Bow and Buford. That was Tiny Bow and Buford.
Buford, right? Tiny Bow and Buford.
Yep. Tiny Bow and Buford. Yep.
They were lined up there, boy. I'm like, what's going down? At first, I thought there was Big Sam up there with Tidy Bow. And then I saw them photos. I said, oh, that's Buford. I said, Tidy Bow going to try Buford? And sure enough, he got up there and tried Buford. And just like I expected, he got his ass blowed out. So for that,
Tidy Bow. Right off the trailer.
He got
Tidy Bow right off the trailer.
Going to be. I'm crazy.
Hey, Eddie, you forgot to mention that Tidy Bow is trying to celebrate for
him. Huh?
You forgot to mention that Tidy Bow started celebrating a little early.
Y'all ain't know that.
Yeah, he was celebrating early and got his ass blowed out right off the trailer.
God, no. That was something else, man. That was something else. And, man, the videos they put out, man, is just crazy, fucking crazy. I don't know if y'all saw them. But this is what I can't understand. If that was Buford that run over Tidy Bowl like that, how come they got Big Sam shooting a man with the shotgun? I don't understand that. How they couldn't put Buford face up there.
Oh, no.
Did y'all see the videos, man?
They probably didn't have a picture of Buford.
Probably so. It had to be. Yeah. I looked at that shit, I laughing like a motherfucker. They had about three different ones, Vaughn talking to him and everything. And, you know, say, hey, man, it ain't the end of the world. So they know they get crazy on Facebook, man.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Man, this look like it's going to sound like Double D. It sound like we got a real race coming up next Sunday, man.
Oh, yeah. No, we getting down tomorrow. I'm on my way down here. Me and
Lil
Tony.
Yeah, I know you getting down, Lil Tony. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Hey, man, don't let them people get in your head. Do your thing. That's all I got to say, man.
I'm bringing it back home to Chicago, man. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm putting on for my city.
Hey, what cars are y'all racing?
My vet against the Hellcat. We running head up today, Pro Tree.
Okay, that should be a good one.
Yes, sir. We ain't got no time locked in, but, you know, Latonya, I guess I'm just waiting on him. We'll figure something out.
Hey, well, I hope somebody down there put it on live, put it on Facebook so we can see it.
It's going live. You can bet that. You're going to see it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. That'll be a good one.
Uh-huh. I guess he said it was about time for a rematch. You want a rematch?
Yeah, he shocked the world last time.
What happened last time?
See, say that again.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, yeah. He gave Double D the break, and it was all over.
It was a wrap. It was a wrap, wasn't it, Big Eddie?
It was a wrap. Yes, it was.
So yeah,
this time
we're
gonna try to hit up. Yeah.
Right. I knew I couldn't go down here without him relocking me back in if I knew he was there. He found out I was coming.
Yeah, man. One thing we know about y'all gonna damn sure everything go well, y'all gonna get it on.
Oh yeah, oh, it's going down. I ain't getting up no lockup money. It's going down.
Yeah, man. They say it got rained out down there today anyway.
Yeah. That's why we got a late start. But it got rained out down there. Otherwise I'd have been down there early.
Yeah, I hear you. Preacher woman fell off. Oh, you got a hand up, yeah?
Yes, sir.
I'm here.
708-0406, who we got?
Oh, sure. What's up going on, Eddie?
Gerald, what's
that?
Good. What up with Gerald?
Nothing much. How y'all been doing? Everybody good?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What happened down there today, man? Did they get anything jumped off? Or did they got? I know it was raining off and on. So.
They found the council, so I didn't go that way. I ain't finished. So, there you go.
I heard they opened up the track to let some guys put their trailers in there, though.
Yeah, so feet over there. Yeah. They opened that way. Uh-huh. Yeah, they did open the letter mill.
Okay. I definitely see you down there in the morning. We on our way. We'll be there in the morning.
No,
it's gonna be a beautiful day tomorrow. Well, tomorrow and Sunday.
Yeah. So it should be pretty good.
I heard everybody went to the bowling alley, man. Was a lot of people up there?
Yeah, when I got there, they had the cosmic bowls. They had the lights on. You know, I turned the lights on them. So I don't know.
Yeah, Cosmic Bowl.
Yeah,
when I got there, I got late. I'm busy from family down here. Got out of the South Cosmic Bowl, so I just left around there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I heard Chuckles at the bowling alley, and he was in the bowl, and they had one bowling pin that had mud bone on it. He threw a gutter ball.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man. You don't want no smoke.
Wow. You don't want none, huh? Nah.
Nah.
Ain't no trouble.
Yeah, I think they said there's a lot of people that came down, so Chicago, we should be pretty deep down there.
Yeah, you know it.
Always.
I done drug my machine down here. You know I'm going crazy.
Yes, sir.
There's one thing about Chicago, they represent. Wherever they go, they represent strong.
Yeah, that
represent
true.
Strong and hard. Well, yes, sir.
That's true.
Yes, sir.
We do that well.
And you know what, Big Eddie? It don't matter what it is. When I saw all that stuff on Facebook last week when the Bears was in Vegas, boy, it was so many people from Chicago down there. You thought it was Chicago. It was ridiculous.
Yeah,
For real?
Yes, sir. It was, hey, man, hey, man, we show up and show out whatever we do, whatever kind of event
yeah,
it
man.
Is.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's right. I just hope they can whoop Green Bay Sunday.
Oh, yeah, you might have your hands full.
They already short a running back, and I think a defensive, one or two defensive players, everybody under COVID protocol. So that's fucked up.
Yeah. It seems like we just freeze up, and we whoop everybody else in the league, but we freeze up against Green Bay. It must be the color of their uniform and be blinding the players or something. I don't know what it is.
It's crazy. I got that man Rodgers showed on hell nine.
Nah, he sure don't.
That motherfucker, boy.
Boy, that's our worst nightmare. That's our worst nightmare, boy.
Yeah, man. I don't know if they're going to have all the players playing around defense as far as
how that quarterback look? The brother. Hey,
he look
good.
Still same. Okay. Hey, he look good. Still the same thing, though. The line ain't shit.
Okay.
He got to work.
Yeah.
He got to work extra hard. Last week, they run the game looked pretty good, but they boys ain't shit. As far as protecting the quarterback, man, but he got a little speed about himself, and he can kind of make them work for them sacks they get. They still get to him. I think they got him full time, but they still get to him. But they got to work for him. He know how to get out of the way of a lot of them, so that helped.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but they be on his ass, man. They come right through.
I know. He's running for his life.
Yeah, man. And ain't no quarterback going to be successful if they can beat with a line like that. He might fare better than other quarterbacks that can't move, but still, eventually, they're going to get to him and they're going to fuck around and hurt him.
Yeah. They got to do better. They got to get some more offensive linemen, man. They need some help.
The sad part about it, they've been knowing this for years, but they seem not to, they just overlook it. And them,
yeah.
Them safeties back there don't seem like they the best. They, you know. And them
they
DBs,
defense
kind they, of
suspect.
The front part of the defense pretty good. But when they get down there throwing the balls, man, it looks like they let people just run by them. You know. I've seen a few of them mistakes.
Yeah.
And they got to cut that out.
Well, let's see what they got. They at home against Green Bay, right? I think they at home.
I don't know. Yeah, I ain't paying them no attention. Yeah, man. You know, we got some action coming tomorrow. Try to get out here and straighten this garage out early so I can get back and relax, man. Gotta get my baby home.
So.
Yeah, man.
I seen your baby.
Hopefully, you seen it?
Yeah, I seen.
Okay. Well, hopefully I get it back
like,
home and my man get a chance to go shake it down. Let's see what's to it, and then maybe can call one or two people out before the track start getting cold and getting bad, because The track side getting cold, I don't want no trouble, man. I'm already here. Nah. I already dealt with that. That's up.
Yeah. Might as well wait till
clean-ass 70 Monte Carlo got tow up out there. That's right. I just wait for next season now. But if I got a good day and he feel like taking it out there, we going to check it out. We're going to check it out because I've been waiting too long to make a full blast with it. So we'll be ready for a full blast. We're going to check it out. Yes, sir. And next year, hopefully, we have both of them in order.
Well, you might be able to shake them bushes extra hard, see if something fall out.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. All we got to do is make a decent trip. We going to try some people. It's all.
Hey, Big Eddie, make sure Leroy got all the safety gear on next time.
Man, don't tell me that man be getting up there without his gear on. Now, Leroy don't usually do that.
Yeah, I was shocked.
You put
I
all his gear
on.
Yeah. See, I don't be up on that line, so.
I'll call you and tell you.
Yeah, man, don't worry about it. I'll talk to him a little later. I'm going to talk about his ass. The way that man be preaching safety to me, goddammit. I never thought he did nothing like that.
Yeah, he might have been slipping a little bit.
I'm going to slip this foot off on his ass and try it again.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, man. Well, y'all look like it just slowed down.
Yes, sir.
It's up
to
y'all.
Where everybody went.
Y'all went. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I sure enjoyed that lock-in, man. That was a hell of a lock-in right there.
Mm-hmm.
What lock-in?
Yes, sir.
That'd be good.
The principal and preacher boy locked back in.
Oh, okay.
I've heard people talk about that kind of lock-in, but I never witnessed one went down. They locked in for the eighth and a quarter in one race.
Mm-hmm. What was it? 2,000 to the eighth and another 2,000
to the eighth
after back
and 2,000 to the quarter. Yes, sir. I heard people talk about, we can do both, but I ain't never witnessed it locked in that way.
Yeah.
No, we'll get a hand up.
Wait.
773.
Next Sunday.
773-22-22. You put your hand up again if you
want to
come on in.
Did he lock it in next Sunday, Cal?
Next Sunday. Yeah, next Sunday.
Okay.
That's what they call an Iron Man race.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Ma. Yeah, man.
Well, you know what?
Yeah, Big
guys,
Ma, that was Big Ma. Hey, Big. Huh?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Big Eddie. No, I just was to tell Big Ma. That was another one of our vets we got in the camp that was in the shootout. It looked like mine, but it's a little lighter color, light in color. That's
Corey.
Okay. He was in the shootout. He lost in the shootout. I think he red-lighted or something. Yeah.
I was down there on the finish line. I didn't know that was you or not. I was just seeing them two cars come through there. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, no, I was out there. I had my car, but I didn't get no lock-in. I didn't get in a shootout. I actually went out there and didn't even run at all, period. So
By the time I got in the staging lane, he was getting ready to shut it down and do the golf cart race.
I wanted
to take me a little shakedown. But I had fun, though. It was nice. Like Big Eddie said, it was a nice time. Good racing. I enjoyed myself.
Yeah. I did, too, man. It's been a while since I've been to one of them races, and I felt like I got my money's worth. I felt like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did the cancer walk, you know what I'm saying? Everything was good.
Yeah, that cancer walk, yeah, man. Yeah. Hey, since you mentioned that, if I can take a moment, Eddie.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to say, I say it every now and then, I'm going to say it again, man. But for you brothers that haven't had y'all colons checked, man, please do that, man. Please get yourself checked out. They did say wait till you're 45, but now the doctors are saying start now. If you're 35 or older, you need to get it checked, man. It's called, the doctors call it the silent killer, because by the time you feel something wrong, it's too late. So get yourself checked out, man. Don't even worry about how they do it, because you're going to be asleep. You ain't going to know when you wake up. You're going to be in the room with some other people that went through the same thing, man. And doctors do it 1,000 times a week. So it ain't no big deal to them, man. Get it done, because you never know, man. You never know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mark, I got to go get checked out again.
Yeah. It's been
keep
a year.
My cousin.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, it's been a year since my surgery. It's been a year since my surgery, so it's time they got to check me out again. But they said they got it all last time, but that stuff can be sneaky, so I got to go and let them check me out again. I'm gonna do it with bells on. I want to make sure I'm all right. But, man, get yourselves checked out. Okay, Eddie, you go ahead, man. Thanks for the minute.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, a lot of people might have seen at Dodge Ram to be pulling my car out there when I come to the track. My cousin Raymond, he just got diagnosed with colon cancer, and he got to go through the surgery, you know. I'm hoping it ain't too bad to where they can't get it all, but they say it's pretty deep. So y'all just keep them in y'all prayers for me. I appreciate it. He appreciated the family.
Yeah, we're praying for him.
No doubt.
I had got mine done the December of last year. So, you know, everything came out pretty good. You know, they might have found a pollen or two. They knocked that off, and then I got to start going back every 5 years now. So I went on and, you know, like Big Mark said, it's just taking that first step, man. You know, something that you know, you live all your life in. You know, all that time, and you know, you ain't never got checked out. It's good to just go see what's going on. So I felt good after I did it. But like he said, you know, you come out, they put you to sleep, you come out, and after that, man, everything all right. You all right. They give you results. Take it from there.
Yeah, I got lucky, man. Because when they first diagnosed me, I was at stage one. And then I was supposed to have the surgery, like, when they diagnosed it, I said, well, okay, I'm a large guy, so I said, can I take a couple months and get myself together? They were like, yeah, okay, yeah, we'll let you do that. Lose some weight, make the surgery go better. But then the COVID hit. So it went from me missing 2 months to going back in 6 months before they finally told me to come on back so we could see about the surgery. And when I came back in them 6 months, I had went from stage one to stage four. Stage five, you're pretty much out of here. So I'm at stage four. So they like, man, we got to get you in on the table right now. I was in there on the operating table for 12 hours. And they said they removed 7 polyps that were cancerous. But they said they got it all. And I was lucky because the surgery, I didn't have to have any chemo or take any pills or anything.
my surgery, they told me was they were able to just take it out, and I didn't have no residual, you know, just the hurt from the recovering from all of that. But right now, to this day, I don't have to take any of that, any chemo or no pills or none of that for that. So, you know, I just thank God for that. But like I say, if I can't say it enough times, man, brothers, get yourself checked out. If you haven't did it, do it, man. Don't be afraid. It ain't nothing. It's more afraid to get caught with it than you know, to find out you don't have it.
So what you do, Big Mark, you just went in one day to get a checkup, and then they told you that they found something? Went in. Was it the first time you went in?
I was using the washroom. And when I used washroom, I looked, and it was some blood in the water. So that's when I went and called the doctors, and they were like, well, you come on in. And that's when they said, yeah, we see something, and we need to come in here and take care of it. And I should have probably had it done right then when they said it, but I was kind of in denial. I'm not going to lie. I'm trying to put it off thinking that, you know, I'm going to lose some weight, but all of a sudden they're going to call me and say, hey, you know, we can give you some medication, you know, trying to get the surgery. But, no, like I said, it so happened that, hey, it went from A to D instantly in a matter of months. So, like I said, if they find it early and they can get to you, man, go on and get it done. Do not waste no time, man. Please don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell y'all something, too, that that might can help some people. Is take them probiotics and also try to alkaline your diet. You know, drink alkaline water. Lemon, certain kale and stuff like that is alkaline-based food. It's kind of hard for parasites to start growing in your body if you're alkaline,
mm-hmm.
your system. So
okay. You
can buy alkaline water now like it ain't nothing. I mean, Jewels everywhere, they got the alkaline waters. If you don't have alkaline water, if you just use regular bottled water, keep you some baking soda around, it'll make the water go up to 8 to 8.4 pH. And it's hard for parasites to live in your body like that, so that could help prevent you catching cancer. And it ain't a hard thing to do. You just got to start to be a little more health conscious, do a little study on what works, you know, what foods is good that you might already eat. You might just start eating a little more of it. You know, man, I'm going to tell you right now, like with me being in dialysis, I did a little study on some things about them having me on water pills and all that, and come to find out it's certain stuff that you can take that can relieve your water pills, even if you keep taking them, it'll help your system, like magnesium, you know, it helps you a lot, you know. I go with the magnesium, the probiotics, and also, like I say, I've been alkaline in my water, and I take the fish oil. I think the name of it is 369 or some of the ones that I take. And, man, all my tests come back in dialysis when they do my blood work now. Be perfect. Every time. Mm. Now I just got to try to get some strength, man. It just ain't like I ain't got the strength, but all my blood work be perfect, man. They even started decreasing some of the medicine that I've been taking for dialysis because my labs come back perfect.
Yeah, that's
so
what's
I just
up.
Pay
like
attention
that.
To the things that I do. Yeah, yeah. And hey, man, I'm trying to be here. You know, I'm trying to be here. I was gonna start water aerobics last year, but after COVID came, my doctor didn't want me to go through nothing like that until this is under wraps. So just trying to figure out a way to get my strength where I can be back mobile and you know, a little more normal where I can do the shit I need to do myself, you know.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, that's
man.
What we got to do when we get older.
you got to start taking care of yourself a little better. You know, when you young, man, you can go, you be buck wild, you know, just doing everything as far as how you eating, getting all out of control and all that. But you get a little older, man, you can't do them things no more. It start affecting your body parts, you know what I'm saying, your blood pressure and all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why you gotta stay on top of that stuff, man, you know?
Right. And that's why I'm saying it now for the people that don't have issues. Do this for preventive. If it can help me, just imagine what it can do to you and you all the way healthy. You know what I'm saying? It give you a better fight than what I'm having right now. So, I did some study. Every medicine, every vitamin, everything I was taking, I always did research, and I got close to, if not the number one, the number two vitamin overall. You know, I make sure I don't just take anything. Like I say, this vitamin B, take it. I study it to see what people are saying about that vitamin. And then if it's high rated, then I get that brand. Yeah.
Yeah, I do like a multivitamin every day. Multivitamin and then, like you said, that fish oil, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you just know what your body needs. You just take what you need, vitamin C or what. I mean, you just see what you low in. Sometimes you won't know you low.
Yeah,
you won't know you low or nothing until you go into the doctor and they give you they do some blood work on you and they be like, hey, your potassium low, but you will never know just by living every day.
That's
you won't know until you get that test.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't want your potassium to be too low and you don't want it to be too high. Both of them are dangerous. Potassium is a weird thing.
Yeah. It got to be balanced pretty much. Yeah.
You got to be balanced. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, we all trying to be here so we can race a lot longer and enjoy life a lot longer, enjoy each other, the whole nine.
There you go. Yes, sir. And, man, you got to appreciate the time that you have and try to make the best of it, man. I got to say,
yes,
I feel like I got a second chance out here, and I just try to do whatever I do, keep it positive. And I thank God every day I'm here, man. When I listen to you guys and listen to the guys in the morning, I laugh, it puts a smile on my face because that's what I like doing, that's what I like hearing, and you never know, man. You know, you take the littlest things, man, to give you a little peace of mind in this world, man. Sometimes that's what you need to do. Find you something, because stress will take you out too. Stress is another silent killer, man. Stress attacks your body in places you don't even realize. So you got to try to keep even-minded, even keel, and try to let them stressful situations go. Like when them guys be arguing and getting heated and talk. Now, I cut it off. If I'm arguing with you, say, for instance, me and you get into an argument, and I see it's getting to a certain level, I'm going to shut it down first. Before it even gets to a certain point, because neither one of us needs that, you know, needs any of that kind of drama, any of that, you know. We all supposed to be laughing at everything we do, you know. This stuff here, this is all supposed to be for our amusement and entertainment, not for our anger and rage.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you remember, man, when you used to always talk to me about your situation before Godfather did, and the shit and the stuff I used to try to tell you, it was always positive.
Right.
And encouraging
you
to go take care of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You gotta watch. You gotta watch that blood pressure too, Big Mark. That's another sign of killer. That BP, boy.
Oh yeah,
gotta make sure you get checked out regularly and just make especially you get that anger like you said, that stress, that can cause your blood pressure to go up. You won't even know it.
And
if you're
look,
not checking that every day, you ain't going to know it. You know what I'm saying?
Look, I got another story if you got a minute, man. And you know my nephew Steve. He used to work for you. You know my nephew Steve.
Yeah.
My nephew Steve,
he's
43 right now. He's one of the nicest guys you ever want to know. Family guy, hardworking guy. All of a sudden, he fell out one day on his job. They took him to the hospital, found out that he had undiagnosed high blood pressure, and it actually tore his heart. Tore it.
Wow.
They had the paramedics come. They had to lift him with a helicopter, and they took him to St. Joseph Hospital in Indiana. They said he actually died three times on the table. They had to get another helicopter.
Wow.
And while they stabilized him and took him down there to the University of Chicago, those are supposed to be some of the best heart doctors in the city. And they said his heart looked like somebody took a razor blade and just sliced it. And he was in surgery for over 10 hours, and they were able to stabilize him.
Yeah.
Right now he's on the donor's list. Because it did kill his kidneys. The high blood undiagnosed high blood pressure killed his kidneys. So now he's on dialysis, and he's on the top on the donor's list.
Hey,
and never had any problems.
Charlie,
say it again.
Hey, Double D. Hey, Double D.
Yes, sir.
You still there?
Yes, sir.
Where you at?
Let me see where we at, man. We just passing this rest area right here. We at the 269.
I'm a 269 your ass, nigga.
Uh oh. that don't sound like Carol City.
269 your ass, nigga.
Hey, Carol City, how you change your voice like that?
Don't you say shit about no 269, nigga. I'm a 6'8" motherfucking ass, nigga. I ain't doing that. I got Magic Mike on the phone too. Magic Mike, what's up, Magic Mike? That must be Magic Riley. Yes, it is. That's Magic Mike.
It's Mike Riley, yeah, that's the real
up.
Magic Mike. I thought y'all was talking about some sissy motherfucking bodybuilding faggot ass nigga. That's what I thought y'all was talking about. Y'all talking about Mike Riley? Yeah, that's the real Magic Mike. What up, Mike Riley? Mike, who asked you about to blow out?
What's that?
Who asked you finna blow out?
I have no idea.
How's he gonna blow Shorty ass out tomorrow? Shorty.
Wait.
How's he gonna blow Shorty ass out? That guy Shorty.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking wit. Fucking wit. You fucking 60 foot like you fucking out of hell, goddammit. Shit. I like it. Fucking me's heart. Yes, sir.
Hey, happy birthday, Mike.
Mike,
Mike, your birthday was yesterday. His birthday was yesterday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Mike. Yes, sir.
Yo,
thank you, D.
Yeah, happy
you should have told me I'd have brought you some Vapor Max, because yours got a hole in it.
The fuck's with all this traffic? Don't these people have anything better to do on a Friday night?
No, we got to talk shit on the Friday night. Hey, Mike, is it raining up there?
Yeah. No.
Fuck. I ain't coming. Fuck. Fuck,
it ain't supposed to rain tomorrow, so it's going to be zero.
Hey.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah, I had to get me a fine bitch to jump in the car and just roll, baby, while I sleep. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. I don't want to go with no hard leg ass nigga.
Hey, Shorty, what you think about that race coming up with Preacher Boy and Principal, man?
Yeah, they locked in tonight.
Preacher boy gonna beat that ass.
What?
You know they doing two races in one. You know that, right?
What, to the eighth and the quarter?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
2,000 on each
preacher
one.
Preacher boy for both of them. Give me preacher boy for both of them. Beat the fuck out of him.
Who's preacher boy racing?
Yeah. The principal.
The principal.
The one that red lighted Sunday.
Oh.
That old retarded looking ass Malibu.
Yeah, they say I red light.
You did red light, motherfucker. Fuck you mean they say? You better take the motherfucking tree down then, motherfucker. If you think you didn't red light,
I paid off.
That's right. No, that's right. You didn't do nothing wrong, sir. You didn't do nothing wrong. When I red light, I paid the fuck off $5,000. Take that motherfucker stankin' ass Double D, he on the phone, a stankin' rotten nasty motherfucker. Damn. Hey, Double D, did I say, man,
yes,
I don't think I red lighted, man. Let's go in the tower. Did I say any of that shit?
Nah, he went on cash me on now.
Cash you the fuck out and said, lock the fuck back in. Let's do it next week.
Yes,
so
sir.
So give me the break. You said, you know what? I'm going to do that. Let me check over the car, and we're going to do that. We're going to lock in, give me a couple days. Let me check over the car. We're going to do it. Ain't that what we're saying, sir?
Yes, sir. Everything went nice and smooth.
We did it.
I have to agree, sir.
Yeah, all that other shit, man, that ain't shit. I wouldn't give a fuck what it was. Unless the track come and say, hey, the tree malfunction ain't nothing to talk about. That bitch go red or some shit like that. You cross the center lane, you running track rules, man, you lose. All that other shit don't mean shit. What if you go down south and that bitch do that? What you gonna holler all over the goddamn country? Shit, man, come on, man.
What you talking about on the track malfunction?
Yeah,
I mean,
hold on, Double D, because you're going too far. I'm talking about a motherfucker saying it malfunction. If the track ain't saying it, ain't nothing to talk about.
Right, I got you.
And that don't mean they right, but that's what I go by. I ain't saying they right. But they ain't admitting it, or they ain't saying it, ain't nothing to talk about. If I feel like they fucked me,
that.
I ain't going there no more. Plain and simple, I ain't going there no more. I'm going to say, fuck them, I'm going to do the same shit they doing. If that's how you feel,
yeah.
I'm just saying what I saw. Because now you got other motherfuckers saying it, and we know that didn't happen. Mr. B saying he didn't
right.
red light. The man took 85 seconds to get in there, man. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. Y'all crazy. Then you got Bud saying it. Come on, man. It's a trickle-down effect. Goddamn Brother Eddie. Now you can go up there and you can say it. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. And what the man is going to say it now? You got one motherfucker saying, 19 motherfuckers saying, and it may very well happen to that person. I don't know.
If I go up there, I'm going to try something different. I'm telling the motherfucker, put it on manual side. Fuck that automatic shit.
I get all that. But guess what? Guess what? You said the magic word. I'm going to tell them. Ain't no motherfucker telling them nothing. They let them do it the way they want to do it. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, get your ass on the street. Two cars leaves the race. Or get at the tank, two cars leaves the race. Fuck that tree. And watch what happens then. It ain't going to be no racing. It ain't going to be no racing. Or Ski is going to leave first all the time. They're going to be mad at me. I want to know why. So, you might as well take your chance on the tree or quit racing. Let's quit racing. Or don't go to that track. Go somewhere else. Then don't start hollering it happened at some other track. Because when I read lit at the Grove. Did not Double D. I ain't think I read lit.
Yeah,
that don't mean shit, man. I ain't never read lit at no 41. I read lit one time in my life, and that was at Union Grove. Come on, man.
Okay,
what?
But
I'm not
since you've been racing, But since you've been racing, have you ever witnessed the tree malfunction while you was racing somebody?
No. No, I have not. No, I have not. No, I would be telling the lie if I said that.
I've never seen it on TV in the NHRA.
I've never seen the tree malfunction, but I heard it malfunction,
right,
and the track took ownership of it malfunctioning. Not
right,
saying that they mouth is a prayer book, but they said that the tree had a problem. I heard them say the tree had a problem at 41 before, and the people did the race over. You see what I'm saying? All I'm saying is,
mm-hmm,
if they accept ownership, then it had a malfunction. That's where you can't argue.
Yeah.
But you have a fucking argument if they saying, no, you went red. It's just people saying you went red. I wouldn't give a fuck if they were scared. I wouldn't give a fuck what it was. They said it, man. So what else can you do? What else can you do, my brother? I need to know. You can bash the track. You can cuss them out. You can slap them. You can do whatever you want to do. All I'm saying is you lose or you win. Whoever didn't go red,
yep,
the one who went red lost. Now, beat the fuck out them later. That ain't got nothing to do with the person you was racing. Pay him on off. Because he did what he had to do according to the rules. Pay him off and slap the shit out the track. If that's what you want to do, you a grown-ass man. You do what you want to do. I don't suggest you do it, but you do what the fuck you want to do. You grown. Everybody's entitled to whatever decision they make in life. Make your decision and live with it, motherfucker. You want to go kill a motherfucker, go kill him. You get life in penitentiary, stop whining, motherfucker. If I want to send you 50, I'll send you 50 or under. Other than that, I don't owe you shit. Suck my dick. Go and do your life in the penitentiary, motherfucker, because you earned it. The fuck is you talking about, man? That's the way life go, motherfucker. Luckily,
right,
we're still here. We can talk shit on the Eddie Show, goddammit. Because a whole bunch of motherfuckers ain't here.
Yeah.
They can't. If you're dead or locked up, you couldn't get none of this. You wouldn't even hear none of this. They in the cell somewhere, goddammit, wrap the nigga on their ass or something. The fuck is you talking about? Or they in the ground. Shit, they ain't here with us. We sitting there watching TV, the news. We talking shit on the Eddie Show. We having fun. This is what we call fun. So, man, just enjoy life, baby. You bet where the fuck you want to bet. Niggas shouldn't be getting in their feelings. You think I give a fuck because the principal on the phone, he going to get his ass whooped. That's what I said. I'll bet him.
Oh, God.
That don't mean I don't like him. That don't mean I don't like him. I don't hold the money and call the race, right?
Hey, Principal, don't feel.
Don't take that
principal,
shit personal.
Don't feel bad because he said I was going to get my ass whooped, too. So you just got to just show him.
If you blow my ass out, that's the way it go. It's a 50-50 chance, motherfucker. Fuck is you talking about? Somebody going to win, somebody going to lose.
I hear him.
He hit me, goddammit.
Principal, that's just his opinion. That's just his opinion.
Yeah.
It don't mean
that's
nothing.
All
that
is
just his opinion.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm a jitty boom. So it's okay. It's okay.
Hey. He got that jitty boom.
Yeah,
he raised all goddamn
year.
Hey, look, you can get your ass whooped, but you got to go with the motherfucker that been racing. Motherfucker steady going down the track and a motherfucker race one time in a year. Shit, I'm going with that motherfucker steady going down that motherfucker track. Whether you win or lose, I don't give a fuck what happens. That's why it's called gambling, man. A lot of you motherfuckers go to the boat. Y'all don't say a goddamn thing when y'all put all that money in that slot machine. You lose all your goddamn money. You don't cry to the boat. You don't get mad at the boat. Don't get mad at me. You get your ass pulled out, you can't pull out. You win. I'm going to congratulate you, and that's it. I ain't going to suck your dick. Not gonna kiss you in the mouth or your forehead. Fuck you. You're a man. I fuck some women. You know what I'm talking about? So that shit don't mean nothing, man. Motherfuckers need to get out the goddamn feeling, man. That's the way the race should go. This person thinks they can win, the next person thinks they can win. And you got all the followers that's gonna say, I think he gonna win, I think he gonna. Some people gonna say, I'm gonna stay neutral. I don't know who's gonna win that. That's how I go. Can't get mad. You supposed to be happy, Double D. And I think you're going to get your ass pulled out.
Hey, Shawty did tell me good luck, even though I'm going to get my ass pulled out.
Hell yeah.
That was pretty good.
I didn't think you even know you're going to get your ass pulled out. I said, good luck.
So,
then I said, I waited. Then
luck.
I said, But you got to get your ass whooped off. Motherfucker. Now, Double D, now, since we on the show, this shit is recorded. Didn't I bet with you when you ran Little Tony last time?
Yes, that's what Hello? You said.
I bet $1,000 yeah, with you. Said. Now I'm betting with Little Tony, motherfucker. I'm entitled to change my mind, switch when I feel like it, nigga. Now I'm betting your stinking ass. You get your ass pulled out. Now, if I lose, so damn what? You ain't be doing it, I'm getting the money back that I won off you last time. I don't give a fuck, nigga. I was just holding it. Shit.
Yeah.
I was just holding it. Don't fuck around and make me double up, motherfucker. Hey, I won't be doing nothing but losing half of that G you had to pay me punk out. You had already fucked me up for $12,000. I'm a pinch your ass back. I can't get it all back in one time. I'm a pinch your ass down, motherfucker. I'm a pinch your stinking ass down, whether it's with you or against you. How you like that?
Hey, Big Eddie. Hey, Big Eddie, you hear this motherfucker?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, boy, on blood bones. You hear this motherfucker?
Motherfucker. Hey.
You bringing your ass down here, man, going to watch it on Facebook.
Man, there's no telling. I might not watch it, motherfucker. You tell me what happened, punk.
I don't want you to feel sad.
Don't watch. Hey, look, I'm gonna keep it real with you, WD. You look faster in person than on a video. That don't look like shit. I don't want to see no raggedy-ass video, motherfucker. I want to see your punk ass in person, nigga. I want to see your head down, punk. I got a question for you.
What you want to do with the cucumber? Corey said he want to lock you in. Well, it's next Sunday.
Uh-oh.
What do you want to do?
Nothing.
Okay.
Now, I got a question for you.
You told him you wanted to run.
Hold on. I got something for you.
Yes, sir.
I'll lock Corey in with RBL car for next Sunday. Punk motherfucker. Now what?
Man, Corey don't know no IBL. He know you and the cucumber.
He ain't got to know. You know him, you punk ass nigga. You talking for it? You lock him in.
Well, you lock me in with IBL Kai. Lock me in with IBL Kai.
How much, motherfucker? How much, nigga?
How we run?
I want two in the break.
You want two in the break?
Yeah.
All right, you know what? You got two in the break with my G-Body. You got two in the break with my G-Body. I had to back up.
Nigga, you ain't even ready, man. I don't want to hear nothing about no fucking G-Body, nigga.
Well, lock
I'm
in.
I'm running your goddamn bet.
Lock in.
I'm running that bet,
nigga. Lock in and see if I'm ready. How much you want to lock in? I ain't going to be ready.
I'm not running no ghost punk ass, nigga. Okay, lock in $1,000 then. I'm going to run you G-Body to G-Body. Motherfucker, lock in.
No, I'm talking about G-Body and IBL car.
No, I'm talking about what I'm talking about, you dumb, stupid motherfucker. It ain't no goddamn sense. Nigga, you think I'm an idiot? You think I'm going to let a suck-ass
jitty boom like you? You think I'm going to let your jitty boom? Did you just hear
Principal say he a jitty boom? You think I'm going to let you dumb-ass jitty boom trick me, you stupid motherfucker? You can't trick me, motherfucker. You think I'm going to win you some money. You didn't trick me shit because I knew what I was running. You did not trick me. You won a race. You won some races, sir. You didn't trick me.
We didn't trick each other.
I'm not going to let you trick me with nothing. Hey, nigga. You heard what I said, nigga.
Me and you didn't trick each other.
No, we didn't trick each other. No, we did not. I never tricked you. No, I never tricked you. No, I did not. I never tricked you. Tell me when I tricked you. Nope, never in life. Tell me when I tricked you.
My motherfucking car.
You're a goddamn liar. You tricked yourself. I didn't trick you, you dumb, stupid motherfucker. Hey, who tricked you? The man, I locked the man in that I'm going to run his stick shift car. When I get there, it's an automatic. He tricked his goddamn self. I didn't trick him. How the fuck did I trick him, baby? Tell you how did I trick him and it ain't mine. I didn't know what he had in his car.
Okay, well, squash that thing.
You kicked yourself, nigga.
I tricked myself. Tell everybody how I tricked you then.
I don't even know what, wait a minute, hold on, stop right there. I wish Eddie could mute your mic because you keep talking. Eddie, when did I say
I'm saying you ain't gonna let me talk.
You just can't let me talk.
Ain't nobody else can't say nothing.
You will not let me talk, man. I never said that I tricked you. What are you talking about? And I never said that you tricked me. You ain't never tricked me, and I ain't never tricked you. So why is you asking me, tell Eddie when I tricked you? You ain't never tricked me. You never tricked me not one time, man. You ain't tricked me
doing
shit.
It's another definition of it, then.
Man, this motherfucker's crazy, man. All right, man. No, look, now tell Eddie this. Let me tell Eddie something. Let me show you how smart you is.
You know what? I didn't trick you. He whooped my ass. I don't know nothing about him. He whooped my ass.
Yeah, now that's what you did. Let me tell Eddie this. Eddie blew my ass out twice.
So I didn't trick him, man. I just blew his ass out.
Yeah, you didn't trick me, motherfucker. Now, you know who tricked me? Now, can I tell you who tricked me? But I was ready for the trick, so he really didn't. Akilah tricked me because his truck looked different when he came. And Akilah tricked me when me and him locked in to run his Jeep, and you can ask Eddie because he was the DP man. That's when I got tricked. Okay. You can't trick me, you dumb, stupid motherfucker.
You dumb, stupid motherfucker.
Because I underestimated him, because I feel like it. You jealous because you can't do it. He's jealous, Eddie.
All right.
Oh, man. Hey, y'all
come
to the fans and listening out there. You mean?
Okay, well, this dumb ex-fans, this dumb, stupid motherfucker, man, because he can't trick me. I don't let your
stupid ass trick me, man.
Because you're going to win you some money, punk.
Stupid motherfucker.
So, I ain't denying it. Look, am I denying it? I'm not denying it. He tricked me. I'm the one brung it up, you dumb motherfucker. You didn't bring it up. You don't get no points for it, motherfucker. I get the points. I said he tricked me.
Your
stupid ass.
It's Halloween, trick.
Hey, lock your ass in, motherfucker. With Corey Vett, motherfucker, with IBL, punk. Let's get back to the subject at hand, motherfucker.
Okay,
stop
well,
coming
I,
around this
I,
bullshit,
I,
nigga. Because I get to go
Corey
too.
I had to get Corey on the
phone.
I don't
give a fuck what he said, nigga. You know the cop. You think the cop go on Doty?
You said.
You think the cop go on Doty, man? What do
you
want to do?
Told me last Sunday.
What? I ain't tell you shit, nigga.
That pass, you will blow his ass.
You a lie. I didn't tell you with no cucumber. I told you I'll blow his ass out. I didn't say with no cucumber.
You would take that cucumber and strike with his ass. Look what you said.
No.
Okay, what you going to give us with IBL caught in? We'll take two in the
break. I'm not
going
to break it, your stupid ass. I'm not giving y'all shit. I'm not giving you shit, nigga. I look like giving you a spot. Y'all kind of probably lighter than IBL. Nigga, get your stupid ass. I ain't giving them shit. Fuck is you talking about?
Hey, man, look. We're going to take a spot
nigga,
from
you. Hey, Google event right now. See what it weighs. Man, I don't want to hear that goofy ass. I don't want to hear no light or none of that shit. RBL probably weighs 3,100, probably weigh 3,000.
Hey,
Get your fat ass down, boy.
I guarantee you that shoebox ass Nova they got is lighter than that goddamn vet. We can lock that in.
Okay, well, lock the fuck in here. I'm going to get 100 pounds lighter than that motherfucker.
I'm gonna kick your ass again.
I'm not giving you no spot. It's just 1 pound lighter, you dumb, stupid motherfucker. Not giving you no spot. It's 1 pound lighter.
Why not?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, you can suck his dick, and I don't even talk to you like
that.
Nigga, I'm not going to give you shit. I ain't going to give you no shit as you can eat, nigga.
If that motherfucker 28,
I'm not going to give your faggot ass much shit as you can eat, nigga.
And we 29, you lose, motherfucker.
I ain't going to give you much shit as you can eat, nigga. Much shit as you can eat. I'm not going to give you nothing. Get your ass up there. Get your ass up there, boy.
We know that motherfucking Nova Light.
Man, I ain't talking about no weight. I said you better not talk about weight because the vet is just as light as that guy. I said, so we ain't going to talk about weight. Don't start acting like you brung that up, you faggot motherfucker. I did. Don't lie now. Get your faggot ass down,
about,
boy.
We talk
I beat
about
the fuck
weight
out
all
you,
the
nigga.
Time.
That motherfucking drop top way heavier than y'all. The cucumber way heavier than y'all. I ain't going like that. You ain't giving me no spot. Suck out my ass, nigga. I ain't little Tony, motherfucker.
Nah, you suck out my ass.
I'm not running you with no heavy-ass cop. I'm not running you with no heavy-ass cop, boy. We got the same shit. Ain't no motherfucker.
Hey, man, y'all
head.
Got the back tie.
You might
got
more than me.
You got the back tie with the cucumber. You got the back tie with
crazy,
the cucumber.
Nigga. Yeah, okay. I don't want it. I don't want to stick it up your ass. Take the back tie and stick it up your ass and see if your ass will see if you can shit good. Stick that motherfucking tie right up your ass, nigga.
Hey, I'm gonna accommodate you. We can just race for 200.
Man, you ain't gonna do shit, nigga. I wouldn't race you for 200 if my mammy told me to. What the fuck is you talking about, nigga?
Hey, you, hey, Big Eddie. Big Eddie, didn't you just say you was gonna pinch
$200, nigga?
You just said,
nigga, I'm
gonna pinch off you.
No,
I'm
not gonna pinch off you and your car. No, listen. Let me explain it to you, and Eddie gonna tell you if I'm right or wrong. Did I ever peach off of it with you racing you? I'm never going to race you and peach off you, bitch. I'm going to knock your faggot ass out or you're going
to
knock me out. I ain't running you for no
motherfucker.
Nigga, when I bet
me.
You, when I peach you, listen, when I peach 500 off you, that's going to be betting on somebody else racing you, nigga, not me. I'm going to peach off you with lockup money and shit. You're going to pay it off because you a coward, nigga. You and your shit ain't right, nigga. Your shit ain't right,
hey, Big Eddie,
huh?
I know.
Hey,
Big Eddie,
out.
I know.
Hey, man,
I'll give you 200 break with IVL Cop, man. Let's lock in $100, man. Fuck it. Next Sunday. Come on.
Nigga, I ain't never locking in no $100, nigga. Get your faggot ass up there, nigga. Put your car in the car, nigga.
Eddie,
I ain't never locking in no $100.
Me.
You think you talking
nigga.
To? I'm
bitch
not peaching that kind of way. I'm a peach the way
I
want to peach
for your bitch ass.
Hey, listen, this is how I'm a peach. Hey, you stinking motherfucker! This is how I'm a peach off you. Every time, if you want to bet on a football game, I'm a peach off you. If you want to bet on somebody else, I'm a peach off
you.
You
don't never
want to
bet me no football games with your scary
nigga,
ass. You don't never want to bet me no football game.
You a lying punk motherfucker. I just ain't thought about it.
You ain't
even
want to bet me and Kevin when we came out there to the track.
Man,
well,
motherfucking
you,
lie, nigga. I don't give no fuck about how I fuck you and Kevin
and
up.
You
I'll OD you punks, nigga. Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga. I don't bet the way you want me to bet. I bet where I think I can win. You bet where you think you can win.
Well, I'm gonna give you what you want. I'm gonna give you 200 break, man.
No,
you're
not. You ain't never gave me nothing that I want. You never gave me nothing that I want.
I'm giving it
you
to
never
you.
Did
hey,
it.
Big Eddie, didn't you just say you want 200 break with IVL car? Y'all got it. We're going to lock in $100.
Yeah.
We're going to lock
I'm
in $10.
I'm not locking in
$100,
nigga. Get your ass up. Lock in $1,000, motherfucker. My
nah,
OD,
like
your stinking ass, nigga.
I don't like it, though.
Fuck is you talking about, nigga? Nigga, hey. I hope my whole family fall dead if I run you for 100. If I lock in 100 with you, I ain't never doing it, nigga. You ain't got to race me no more in life, nigga. Take your win and stick it up your ass, nigga.
Hey, man, we can race 10 times. That'll be 1,000 if you beat me 10 in a row.
I ain't doing it, nigga. You heard what I said. If I do it, I hope my whole family catch COVID and die, motherfucker. My whole family. Just leave me here, motherfucker. If I do some dumb ass shit like that, nigga. I ain't doing it. I just told you that. So that should make you stop right there.
Hey,
you're
man.
Wasting
what,
your
what
motherfucking time.
Man.
You ragged face motherfucker. You wasting your time.
What?
I ain't never locking in 100 with you. Bitch, I'm locking in 1,000 with your pussy ass, nigga.
Hey,
fuck
what
you
talking about?
I ain't locking in no motherfucking 100. In her kid, when she jump out, you jump in with your mad ass. Jump your mad ass right in. Fuck and you,
come
with
on,
bring Thomas
down
here
so we can run to the A's,
man.
Man, come
get
on.
The fuck out of here, nigga. I'm not running you with no fucking Kamala, nigga. You punks ain't. Y'all
no,
not
running
to run Kamala.
Motherfucker.
You faggot ass niggas ain't got shit. I'm not running Kamala with you faggot. I'm running Kamala with Charlie. Your faggot ass won't run. Get your faggot ass out of here, nigga. You're a coward. You're a motherfucking coward, boy. Y'all got a brand new car like that. Well, it ain't brand new. That shit old. That old motherfucker. I'm still running that old motherfucker. Come on. Get up there.
All our cars.
Get up there with Charlie's car.
No new car.
Get up there with Charlie's car, you old car having punk motherfucker. Get up there. Get your ass on up there. I don't want to hear that shit. Y'all talking that gangster shit. You niggas got old shit. Get up there.
I know we got old shit.
Hello?
Hello?
Get your ass up there. I'm not 5 year old. Come on. Kevin, too. Weak ass car. I beat his ass, too. Get it up there. I ain't none of you punks for no $100. I ain't locking in no $100, nigga. Get your ass up there. It's about 20 of you motherfuckers. Nigga, I'm by myself. Fuck what you talking about, nigga. When I came to run you, I was by myself.
I don't need no motherfucker
with me, boy.
We gonna put on
I don't need no motherfucker with me. I don't give a fuck. Lock in, then. Lock in.
Hey, if it's 20 of us, we gonna put on 20.
Lock in, man. I don't want to hear that shit. Lock the fuck in.
You coming to the track next Sunday?
I'm coming this Sunday, motherfucker. Won't you fly back? Turn around, motherfucker, and get your ass there this Sunday. Fuck out,
around.
You boy. You ain't nobody. Fuck is you talking about? Look, go run up, get your faggot ass on the road, win, lose, or draw, come on back up here for Sunday, and I'll knock your motherfucking ass out, boy.
Hey, Big Eddie, you hear this motherfucker?
Yeah, I'm serious. I bet he know I'm serious what I'm saying. Beat the fuck out you or get my ass beat.
Hey, man. Man, Big Eddie, you're trying to sleep on your ass. You ain't talking about nothing.
I wouldn't give a fuck. I'm going to make your ass fall asleep. I'm going to put you to sleep. Motherfucker.
Nah, I ain't fell asleep. Well, lock me in.
You ain't fell asleep yet, man.
Come on, lock me
I
in.
Just I'm trying to lock you in. What are we going to do?
Just bring all the cars. Bring all the Cap 18 cars.
Man,
all
this dick. I'm going to bring all this dick to you. I ain't bringing no motherfucking all no cars. I'm bringing Dick-a-lean, something to keep your asshole clean. That's what I'm going to bring.
Hey, man. Hey, don't fuck with a black
is?
Man when he in the buffet line. Bring all the motherfucking Cap 18
cars. Man, I wouldn't give a fuck what line you in. I hope my dick is one of them motherfucking things. You pick it out and eat it, motherfucker.
You gonna get a buffet, motherfucker. You little nasty ball.
You knew I was nasty when you pissed me off. That time you pissed me off, I told you suck out my ass with a straw. You knew I was nasty then, motherfucker. Say you did.
Man, I lie. I had to laugh all day on that one. Hey, I went and told somebody else that shit. They told me I was a nasty motherfucker. Oh, man.
Yeah,
I said, Shawty, they got me in trouble.
Lock the fuck in for next Sunday, punk.
I'm trying to lock in with Corey Carr.
I'm
going to
lock you in with Corey Carr. I'm going to lock you in with Audio Carr. You went and got your teammate. I'm going to get my teammate.
Okay, I tell you what. We're going to have to wait till I get a chance to talk to Corey.
Man, you're breaking up like a motherfucker. Nigga, get him on. Calling.
Man, he ain't going down here. Don't tell me that about Corey, because you know I go to his ass when I see him.
Don't give me no information on him. Don't do that. Don't take it back. Take it back, Double D.
I'll take it back. His wife said he
could
come. He just ain't come.
His wife said he could come.
He just ain't come.
Yeah.
But his wife said he couldn't come, though.
money. God damn. Tell that nigga quit dying his beard, though, putting that Vaseline in his beard. Tell him to stop doing that, man. I don't want to see that.
That ain't Vaseline. That's baby oil.
Well, tell him quit putting that baby oil on his shit, man, all on his lips and shit. Tell him quit putting that baby oil on his lips, let's see a stripper. Not a stripper, a stripper.
He must be a scripper, huh? Hell no.
Call that nigga sexy beard. Sexy beard, yeah, he's a scripper. Scripper. Not a stripper. A stripper.
Hey, I told him what you said. He said he painted them over 17 times, huh?
Yeah. Call that nigga sexy beard.
Crazy. That goddamn shawty.
Call that nigga sexy
crazy, beard. Crazy,
man, lock your ass in, man. I don't want to hear that crazy shit. I want you to lock the fuck in, nigga.
No, I might have me another lock in Sunday. And you can bet with them.
Hold on a minute.
I might have me another lock in.
Hold on one second. Hold on.
I'm working on something now, Big Eddie. I got another lock in. I ain't saying nothing right now until we get back, though. We're working on it.
Hey, Double D, lock your ass in with IBL car, motherfucker. Fuck Corey. I don't give a fuck about
it. I got to talk to IVL first.
Man, IVL don't run shit. I'm going to lock your shit in. If you don't come, goddammit, I lose the lockup. You get a G.
Hey, I need to look at his car. I need to look at his car like he looked at mine.
Man, you see the man. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. You a lot. You see the man.
Look at his car, man.
Call Jeremiah, faggot ass. He'll tell you. With his race blocking ass. Call him, motherfucker. He going to tell you whoop my ass. I guarantee he tell you whoop my ass. Come on.
We don't call Jeremiah. He said we called him too late. Remember last time you called him? He was asleep.
Man, get the fuck out of the fucking. We woke his puss ass up. Then we wake him up. Woke his ass
up. Yes, sir.
Fuck. He went to whining and shit. And I ain't give a fuck. Fuck.
No, I'm gonna talk to Corey about that. See if we can come up with something.
Hey, you know what I'm gonna do? Me and you gonna sit on the sideline the whole hand. We gonna let IBL and Corey die. How you like that? We get a chance
like
to watch
that.
Some shit. You know what I mean?
I like that.
You know what I mean,
I
brother?
I like that. How much y'all want to race?
I ain't going
to
even get it.
Come on with something. What y'all going to race for?
Whatever you want to run for. What you want to run for? What you want to run for?
No, it's going to be what Corey want to run for.
No.
It's going to be what
I
want to
run for what you want to run for. I don't want to run for what Corey want to run for, that $300 ass nigga. I don't want to run for what he. I want to run for what you want to run for.
Okay, let me talk to him first, sir.
So how
much do
you as you thinking? So I can tell RBL he better get him some money together. How much
you
thinking?
What, Corey? I know. Corey will probably want to run for like $1,500, $2,000.
Right. Okay. I mean, that sounds good.
Yeah.
We're doing for like $3,000 better. Yeah, it is a good bet, but it's really not a good bet compared to what you want from me. Me and you never race. Me and you race for $5,000 and $7,000. Every time we raced, it was $5,000 or better. Now, I'm going to go off and race for $3,000 because I really ain't got that much faith in the RBL with this thing can I. But I'm going to try it. Fuck it. I'm going
to
bet you.
We're
going
to talk to Corey.
I know they gonna bet a G and IBL gonna beat that a G. You know what I'm saying? Well, we have 3,000.
Okay.
Fuck it. I'm gonna ask the phone.
All right. Man, you gonna call Corey. We gonna call you on our morning show, man, so we can work something out.
I don't wanna talk to Corey, man. I wanna lock in with you. I don't give a fuck if you got him on the phone. Me and you been going smooth. It was a little rocky. When you had that fucking automatic in your car, you know you said, I said stick shift, and you agree, but that's cool. That's over with. I want to lock in with you. I don't have no rapport with them. We cool, but I'm not doing that. I don't want to switch horses in the road and be a fucking argument about
nothing.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, let me
even
talk
though
to
you,
him.
You
kind of
close.
Let me,
you know what I'm saying? You really ain't that smart.
No.
But, you know,
I
have to
explain
it to you about four times, and then we be all right.
I can get back with you, sir. Let me talk to him, and I can get back with you. So set something up, sir.
Hey, I need you to help me trick me because, you know, I'll be able to do some dumb shit and be talking about
going
to Vegas,
you, man.
And all that.
Akil, the only one
that yes, you can. No, no, no.
I can't.
This how you can trick me. No, this how you can trick me, but it really
I'm
ain't
not
a trick.
Trying to
I trick myself.
I don't want
to
trick
okay,
you.
Okay, but you're not
I
listening.
I want to blow your
you're
ass
not listening.
Down.
I'll be tricking myself.
I don't like to listen. I'm hard.
I'll be the locked in. Look, I'll be the locked in. I'll be able to be like, man, I'm going out of town next week. Me and my girl. All that old shit. I don't need that shit.
Then you drive the car. We'll let you get in.
No, he won't give me his car. I ain't never took his car to go ride, motherfucker. What the fuck is you talking about? I don't know nothing about that guy.
Man,
goddamn.
I thought you had
a
set of keys to all Camp 18 cars.
No, I do not. No, I don't even have a set of keys to the cucumbers. I'm not going over nobody out, going over there and get the car from their wife and all that. I'm not doing all that. I don't do that. Okay? Steve's going to bring his own car. I'll be there going to bring his own car. And I'm gonna bring that motherfucking Kamala. If we come up,
hey,
with
y'all
that,
taking
motherfucker,
y'all taking G.I. Joe to Florida?
Man, I don't give a fuck about no G.I. Joe, man. Fuck is you mean? What the fuck I'm carrying that to Florida for? For what? Just to look at it and make a pass down the track? Man, get the fuck out of here.
No, I might lock your ass in.
Man, you not gonna do shit. Lock me in here, motherfucker. Lock me in right here, nigga. Get your ass to 41 and lock me in. Fuck is you talking about some damn Florida, nigga? Fuck Florida. I don't want to go to no motherfucking Florida, nigga. I don't even want to go there to go shopping. Fuck is you talking about Florida? You fucking alligators. They need to eat your ass up. Fuck you talking about Florida, nigga. Alligators, eat your ass up. Me ain't got to worry about you no more. I ain't got to talk to you no more. He ain't going to eat your ass up. Go on to Florida, motherfucker. Fuck Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, we going way to Florida for we right here. We can go run right here
so
next
we,
week.
So we can go on vacation and whoop your ass and then
I don't
want to
go on no fucking vacation, nigga. I took too many vacations in my life. I don't need no more. You niggas need vacations to validate y'all life, nigga. Y'all got to take the wives and the ladies and all that to the Cancun. I ain't got to do none of that shit, nigga. I'm a pimp, nigga.
I see.
I ain't doing none of that shit. Fuck is you talking about, nigga? Taking no damn baby to no motherfucking Florida and I'm vacation. And fuck a vacation. My vacation, I'm going to be beating your ass or you're going to be beating mine. That's the only vacation I'm
vacation?
Going on.
Is that a vacation?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
My
ass? Yeah, yeah, because I might have to take a vacation. I might take a vacation off work if I win. If I lose, motherfucker, I might take a vacation. To the goddamn pool house, motherfucker. That's where I'm taking a vacation at. Going to no goddamn Miami. The celebration is when I beat your ass. I celebrated when I got that lockup money from you, motherfucker. I celebrated.
Yeah,
I on vacation. I celebrate. I celebrate, nigga.
I'm sure listening.
Fuck is you talking about?
It sound real good. And where you at now? You supposed to be behind
lock the
me.
Fuck
now, where you
in,
at?
Nigga.
We'll pull over
lock
and wait
in.
On you, man. Where you at? I'm supposed to be going down.
Man, when you lock in, I'm coming. I'm going to come down there if you lock in for next week, motherfucker.
Man, you ain't going nowhere. You said you were still in your clothes. You ain't going nowhere.
Man, I jump on the road right now, nigga. I ain't got about to close down there, motherfucker. They sell clothes in Walmart. You niggas ain't nobody that impressed, motherfucker. Fuck is you talking about? I put on some jogging pants, keep it moving.
Yes, sir. So bring your ass on, man. Come on. Come on. Bring your ass
lock
on.
Lock in then. Lock the fuck in then. And I'm
you
coming.
Bring Javier car down?
Yeah, you gonna bring Corey car down
right.
There?
I got it with me now. I got a double trailer.
You got Corey car?
I got both cars.
You got Corey car?
I got gunpowder and Corey car. What you want to do?
Lock in. I'm going to gunpowder your ass. Lock in.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Let me call Corey.
Lock in.
Let me check.
Man, get your coward ass out of here, motherfucker.
Texting Corey now.
You don't want to fuck with me. You don't want to fuck with me. Kevin don't want to fuck with me. When is this car going to be
ready? Hold on. There's a message coming in. Oh, his wife texted me back and said he can't talk. He can't talk.
Man, get
right
your coward ass out of here, nigga.
He should have
coward ass out of here.
He can't.
Hey, 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 I don't want to argue with Kevin. Don't put him on the phone. I'm asking you. We and Kevin Kyle going to be ready, motherfucker.
Hey, man, look. I don't know.
We and that weak motherfucker going to be ready.
When that motherfucker be ready, you going to be the first motherfucker to know. We going to be blowing your phone up.
Yeah, let me see it. All I do is want to see it. Don't blow my phone up if you ain't trying to match up. Now, if you just want to go.
We're going to match up. We're going to match on your ass. We're going to match y'all on your ass.
You're going to say some dumb ass shit about what you want to do with the cucumber with Kevin Carr. Some stupid shit.
No, I ain't going to say that. I ain't going to say that. I'm going to let Kevin tell you what he going to do.
He don't know nothing about racing, man. I don't want to talk about racing.
That's the perfect time for you to race somebody that don't know nothing about racing. No, I'm not saying
talk to
him. Listen,
because he bought a car.
Because
he said he got a car, sir.
Oh, if he get in his car and he drive his car, that'd be the person. He said he has a car.
Yes,
sir.
So that's why I'm talking to you about your teammate's car. I don't want to talk to him. He knows nothing about racing. He's going to say, come on, Skin, I got a rail. Give me a spot with the cucumber. I don't want to hear that shit, okay? I want to talk to you. You dumb as shit, but I'd rather talk to you. At least you will say, Skin, we'll give you the break with the cucumber. He's going to ask for the break. You're going to give me the break, and I still can't win with a goddamn pro mile. You see what I'm saying? So I would rather talk to you, Double D. I don't want to talk to him because me and him don't judge. He don't signify with me. I signifies with you. I like to signify and play with you and lock the fuck in. That's it.
Okay.
I don't want to talk
to him. Well, when he get his car ready.
Whether he knows something about racing or not, I don't want to talk to him. I'm talking to you.
Okay, well, when his car get ready, we're going to call you.
Man, how long that slow motherfucker going to take, man? How long that slow motherfucker going to take to be ready?
I don't know, man. I don't have no answer.
You niggas ain't got. Man, you niggas ain't got. These niggas talk that shit, man. I ain't got no money. Man.
I don't know. Well, let's go get some rental cars then. Fuck, for next Sunday. Let's go get a couple rental cars.
Lock in. We on the Eddie Show. It's recorded.
Meet me at Hertz. When you going to meet me at
Hertz? Man, lock the fuck in, nigga.
So we can see what kind of rental cars we going to get.
As long as they got two alike, lock the fuck in, boy. Mm-hmm. I'll beat the fuck out you. You don't know nothing. Now lock in.
Well, fuck it. We going to U-Haul. We going to go get two U-Haul trucks. Fuck it, man.
I don't give a fuck. Lock in.
I'm going to make sure. Hey, Big Eddie. I'm gonna make sure I put some furniture and shit on the back here to slow his ass down.
Lock in.
I'm gonna put some furniture. I'm gonna put some.